insider trading laws apply to members of Congress like they do to others. The proposal did at least get a hearing yesterday. Former Congressman Brian Baird tried to get it passed before, but with no luck.
The implication being that if the kind of rules that apply to other people applied to us, that would be inconvenient. Well, I don't agree with that logic, but it seemed to block the legislation from moving for far too long.
The idea recently picked up steam with several investigative reports on questionable deals by members of Congress. Herman Cain will have a personal, private discussion today with his wife. It's their first one-on-one since the allegation this week that he had an extramarital affair. Cain says that didn't happen, and he tells Fox News he'll have a final decision on whether to continue his campaign by Monday. Republican Rick Perry is continuing to make light of what he called his debate brain freeze, where he couldn't remember all of the three federal departments he wants to cut. He made light of it on NBC's Tonight Show last night.
It is good to be here.
And thanks for coming. You provided us with a lot of material, so I appreciate you being here.
It's what I do.
Perry's also putting out a new ad joking about that debate and pretending to forget to say that he approved the message. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Need gifts for the handyman on your list? Right now at Lowe's, get a free Hitachi 12-volt lithium-ion cordless drill driver with the purchase of a Hitachi 18-volt lithium-ion cordless impact driver. That's an $89 value. And get a Task Force 110-piece drill driver bit set for just $9.97. That's a savings of $10. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Plus, get free parcel shipping on Lowe's.com orders of $49 or more, now through December 22nd. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 12/5/11.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Google ups the ante in its rivalry with Amazon. Wall Street Journal says Google has been talking with retailers, including Macy's and The Gap, about starting a service in which people would get products delivered just one day after buying them online. It also is talking with shippers about the service. Amazon is proving there's a market for premium shipping services. It charges $79 a year for Amazon Prime, in which faster shipping is free. Along with that, there's this. The Google Chrome is now second most used web browser behind Microsoft Internet Explorer, that according to StatCounter. Chrome was launched only 3 years ago as a counter to IE because Microsoft had begun steering users toward its own search engine, Bing. The same week, we told you Facebook is hoping to raise $10 billion in a spring IPO. Reports say Facebook game developer Zynga is planning a $1 billion initial stock offering. Markets around the world higher, and S&P futures gaining 13 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Need gifts for the handyman on your list? Right now at Lowe's, get a free Hitachi 12-volt lithium-ion cordless drill driver with the purchase of a Hitachi 18-volt lithium-ion cordless impact driver. That's an $89 value. And get a Task Force 110-piece drill driver bit set for just $9.97. That's a savings of $10. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Plus, get free parcel shipping on Lowe's.com orders of $49 or more, now through December 22nd. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 12/5/11.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trupiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
And welcome. Excuse me. Welcome, everybody. A happy Friday to one and all. Thanks for punching in this morning. I don't know how happy it is for people in the city of Detroit. You know what? Dang. Game on. Looks like the battle has begun between the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan, and we're going to be talking about that in greater detail as we work our way through the show today. What can you expect from us today? Besides a little bit of a snarly attitude. It is Friday, after all. We can be a little bit more aggressive, right? Lori Lamran will be joining us. She's the president of Planned Parenthood of Mid and Southeast Michigan. We'll look forward to checking in with her. What could have been an interestingly disastrous day yesterday for a woman's right to choose was delayed, but for how long is the question? So Lori will ring in on that. Carla Swift, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, will be joining us at 7:35 to talk about Governor Snyder's very first veto. Yep, he used the veto pen yesterday. We'll find out what that's all about and whether or not it was something that would be surprising to you. And I'm going to suggest maybe just a little bit. Occupy Detroit joins us at 7:50, and at 8:05, our friend and strategist, Joe DeSano, will be with us. So we have a lot to get to today, and I promise we're going to be good and get it all to you as responsibly as we possibly can.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
A battle. Today's first word is battle. It's going to be the battle of words, the battle of city versus state, the battle of don't you cross this line. Mayor Dave Bing, City of Detroit, says Detroiters only run the city of Detroit. Governor Rick Snyder says, you don't tell Governor Snyder what to do. In fact, you kind of begged us to come into this situation. Battle Royale, folks. That's just one of many. You know, maybe this is the rallying cry the city needed to bring people together. Was the threat of the emergency manager? We'll get into that. I assure you we will get into that. But there are battles everywhere you look. The question you have to ask yourself is what is, you know, I'm going to have one of those days where I got that frog in my throat. Speaking of frogs, Kermit will be joining us a little bit later, although for only 18 seconds, but I think you'll enjoy it, courtesy of Jeff Radford. But we'll leave that for now. Battle is today's first word. We'll leave it there. We'll move on. Battle, today's first word. And good morning to Mr. Jeff Radford. God, Jeff, what a, you know, we start off an interesting weekend. Here it is Friday. I know the Wings play this weekend. Michigan State, of course, championship game Saturday evening, I believe at 8 o'clock. It might be at 7, but I believe it's at 8. I could be wrong. The Lions play Sunday night in your favorite football game of the week, at least their favorite time to watch football.
Just the most prestigious time.
Most prestigious time, yes, indeed. And, of course, you're bringing us Kermit today as only you can.
Yeah, that was a nice segue, by the way. I think you planned to have that frog in your throat just so you could bring it up.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm now 11 days non-smoker for 11 days now. And, you know, I'm over it for the most part. I mean, I'm over with the withdrawal stuff. I miss it, but I'm over it for the most part.
That was quick. Doesn't that take longer than 10 days?
Hypnotist, dude. That hypnotist, I'm telling you, made a huge difference. Anybody wants her name or number, let me know, because she was just great. Anyway, you know, and one of the things that has kind of happened is, you know, your body starts purging some stuff, if you will. And I think that, you know, I'm kind of expecting, you know, like an expectorant, you know, some, you know, coughing up some junk, getting rid of 35 years of smoking.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an ugly visual. If you're drinking coffee, you're okay. If you're eating cereal, sorry. And if you're eating eggs, really sorry. All right, I'm only making it worse now. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, I think we're okay.
You're right. 8:17, by the way, is the exact time of the Big Ten championship game on the weekend.
8:17.
On the dot. Not 16, not 15.
So what do you do? What do you do with your day on Saturday? You know, Anthony and I were discussing this on the way home yesterday. You know, I hate this time of year because it begins that slow slide to no football at all come the beginning of February. I realize that it's the beginning of February, and that's a ways off, but man, oh man, Jeff, I got to tell you, I really have learned to despise the winter months, especially the weekends, because I enjoy football on the weekends.
College basketball comes in.
It's just not me. It's not me.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually looking more forward to, is the basketball season picking up.
And you're a basketball guy, and I'm just not to the extent, not even close to the extent you are, not even close. Don't even belong in the same arena. I have no appreciation for that skill set. So I did. My oldest son actually was quite a gifted basketball player and enjoyed it when he played. But once he, you know, once he stopped playing, I stopped paying attention. You know, very personal, very, you know, that's just the way it is. But anyway, for now, we've got, you know, we've got a full weekend, and we'll find out by Sunday evening. You know, I think we'll know by Sunday evening where Michigan, University of Michigan will play their bowl game.
Yep, championship weekend. So then on Sunday, they sort out the BCS mess. And it sounds like Michigan has a lot of hoping and wishing to do if they want to get in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're going to play a game. Doesn't matter. They have every reason to be happy. By the way, we did make a mistake yesterday, and it's a mistake in an omission is all it is. And we want to congratulate Ron English on his MAC Coach of the Year award.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
That's not a mistake. We just didn't.
I said a mistake of omission. Yeah. It was just that's the only mistake is that we omitted to. We failed to mention it.
We barely got the Big Ten one in.
Right.
I mean, it was just so much stuff to talk about yesterday.
And so I wanted to make sure that we certainly thanked the Coach English for what has been an interesting run for him. He's had a real difficult time getting that program back on track. So to get Coach of the Year, I believe this is his third year. As head coach, Jeff, am I right on that?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's not uncommon, by the way, to take, you know, for it to take 3 years to get a program turned around.
You want to talk about a team, though, that it was basically the Detroit Lions of college football. The USA Today had them, I think it was three years ago when he took over, had them ranked 180th out of 120 teams, Tony. That's how funny it is.
No.
That's how bad.
You're joking.
That's how USA Today
made. You're joking.
They made a joke that Eastern was 180th.
Out of 120.
Because that's how bad they were.
I'm with you.
And NCAA has actually thought about taking their Division I status away because they couldn't draw enough fans. Eventually they hung on, and now that they're winning, I don't think that they're in danger anymore, but it was looking bleak in EMU.
Anthony actually played on that field.
Ryan Earsom?
Yeah, absolutely. As did Dominic. They both played on that field.
I like Ryan Earsom Stadium. I think it's pretty nice. Actually, the Convocation Center, EMU's athletic facilities are they're really nice.
Yes, and very accessible. Yeah, absolutely. No, they've got a really nice facility there. But you know, again, congratulations to the coach because it's important to remember that you know they were, as you just pointed out and proved. When they're down, they're down. Okay, anyway, let's go to the phones before we have to get to the break here. We got a lot to get to yet today. I want to welcome my dear friend Monica in Ypsilanti back to First Shift. Merry Christmas to you, Monica. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm fine. It's really nice to hear your voice this morning.
Oh, it's nice to hear yours too. And I just wanted to call in real quick because I went to a nice event that they had, the Occupy for All movement. They're based out of Ann Arbor, but they had their first event in my hood, I like to say, which is Ypsilanti. And I met this young lady there, basically, and she was just really awesome. And this event that she wants to get started is really awesome. She was a member of the Occupy Detroit Medical Group. Before, you know, they broke up the camp. And what she wants to do is start a free woman's health clinic that will do home calls to basically prevent, you know, do cancer screening. So
how nice.
Cancer and also breast cancer screenings. And she's a certified midwife, so she, you know, she has contacts inside of that particular field. And I was just trying to figure out some way to try and get her some support, you know, that she can get that started, because it's a lot of people that are uninsured right now that don't have even the gas to get to, you know, a doctor's appointment. I hate to say it that way, but literally, it's, they're uninsured and they're broke, and they can't even get gas to get to a doctor's appointment. No,
that's an unfortunate truth. That's an unfortunate truth.
Yeah, and this can be a way that, you know, can help some people save some lives.
Hey, definitely. You know, if you would, email me her name and contact info if you've got it, and I'll try to get her on the show. And certainly we can help her out that way, and let's see what happens. But I think between you and I, Monica, we can probably help her out. You know, as people may remember, Monica does her own online radio show with Autumn every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday. I've been a guest on their show. And she posts very often to our Facebook page, so it's easy to find her. Monica, thank you for calling. We just have to get to the break, but email me that information, and we'll do our best to get her on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a real quick break here, and lots to get to. We've got a lot to get to today, so stay where you're at. Again, as we told you yesterday, we are requiring your participation in the show. It is time that you stopped hiding behind whatever it is you're hiding behind, and you join us every day. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. So far, we're doing okay. Looks like drivers, it's starting to get a little heavier out there. More folks heading into work. You do want to keep your speeds down this morning. Cold temperatures, some snow coming down. Be careful getting on and off the freeway, bridges, overpasses, that kind of thing. That's where you're going to find some slick conditions at times.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow this morning, but the sun will pop out later on. Look for a high near 37 tonight, clear and 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 45. Right now, we do have light snow coming down at Metro Airport and 35 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Right now, the Home Depot has freshly cut Christmas trees starting at only $17.98. Picking out the perfect tree is a great tradition. Paying too much shouldn't be. Take one of these beauties home for the holidays, and you could save enough for a little extra garland, a few more lights on the tree, or maybe an extra gift or two beneath it. All thanks to our freshly cut Christmas trees arriving weekly and starting at only $17.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
At JCPenney this Friday and Saturday, we're giving you a big thank you with an extra 20% off when you use your JCPenney Rewards credit card. Don't have your JCPenney card? You'll still get an extra 15% off. JCPenney. Sephora ends by JCPenney. Not participating. Offers end December 3rd.
Recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani
on 1310 WDTW.
Here at Funovations, Inc., we're celebrating the holidays with a weekend wonder. Let's see what our Old Navy deal grabber is going to grab this time. He's going in. Hey, the deal grabbers grabbed a Sweaters Weekend Wonder. Get them for the whole family for just $10. Oh, deal grabber, maybe I'll get you a sweater. This Weekend Wonder only lasts a weekend, so give the gift of toasty sweaters just $10. Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Select styles only while supplies last.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiani page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
Do you ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tribbiani on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock as we're doing a Friday morning show. And my voice isn't cooperating, but the rest of me is. I'll give you that much. Had a busy week this week. Very busy week this week. Excuse me. But feeling good about the week. I really feel good about what I accomplished this week. And and for those of you that were with me for the luncheon yesterday, I want to thank all of you. Great conversation was had by all. It is the weekend, and we do have a couple games to take a look at. So it's time everybody get out their prognostication hats and decide, will Michigan State beat Wisconsin? Will the Lions beat the Saints? Well, we can even talk about whether the Wings will beat the Sabres tonight. We can go there. Here we go. So, Anthony James, it is always a pleasure, son, to have you on the program. Let's talk hockey first, which was, by the way, your first love. Did you know that? Do you remember that hockey was your first love?
I did not know that hockey was my first love.
It was. Hockey was your first love. You fell in love with the Red Wings.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. I just don't know if you remember being two. You were all over hockey.
Two, I think it was a little later than that. I think it was like 7 to 10 range.
And you were into sports as a youngster. I mean, you were really into it. You and I spent a lot of time watching sports, if you'll recall.
I do.
Yes, good times were had by all. Anyway, and in spite of your mother's insistence that I was going to kill you somehow by throwing footballs at you in the basement, we all survived it. Anyway, the Red Wings play the Sabres tonight. You want to give me your thoughts on that game and who you think is going to win?
I guess the Wings. I mean, Sabres are good. They got Ryan Miller, good hockey team, but got to go with the hometown team.
Yeah, go with the homies. Mr. Radford, your thoughts on the Red Wings tonight?
I do believe they are at home, right?
No, they're in Buffalo.
All right, so then I'm going to have to go with Buffalo. Jonas Enroth has been pretty dang good between the pipes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and go with my boy. And I'd stick with the Red Wings. They're playing pretty well right now, and I know it's a little tougher to play away from home, but the Red Wings consistently have done well away from their own stadium, so I'm fine with it, and we'll go there. Next game to take a look at, and this is a big one. This has implications for the University of Michigan as well, and that is the championship game between Wisconsin, Jeff, and our own Michigan State Spartans. During the regular season, it was the Hail Mary pass. It was an amazing end of that game. What do we expect? And what the one thing that Michigan State has going for them this time that they did not have the last time is the one and only who?
Golston.
That's right. So who wins this one?
It's really hard to beat the same team twice in one season. They were at home last time, and it did take a Hail Mary, although if the Hail Mary doesn't happen, they go to overtime. It's not like they lose. They have Golston. I really think, like I said, it's hard to win the second time around. I think they'll lose, but I want them to win, I guess.
Well, okay, so give me an answer.
21-20, they lose.
Wow, okay, that's a close one. We turn our attention to Anthony now. Same setup, dude. You got Michigan State, Wisconsin, knowing all we know. It's a neutral site, by the way, so it's not like it's a home game for anybody. Who do you think takes it, Anthony?
I want to say State, but I got to go Wisconsin because, like Jeff said, it's hard to beat a team twice in a season.
All right. Well, I am going to go with Michigan State because even though it is twice, it is hard to beat a team twice in the same season. I'm going to go with the old, they barely beat them. A Hail Mary is such an unpredictable way to win a game that I don't necessarily call that, you know, I wouldn't put that in the traditional category. I think it's going to be a close game. I think Michigan State will win by 3. And so there we go. We'll find out on Monday which one of us is right. And last but not least, the Detroit Lions play the New Orleans Saints. And again, it's not a must-win game, but it sure would be helpful. I'm going to start off by saying I don't see how the Lions win this one at all. But, Anthony, I want your thoughts on it.
Well, I don't know. I don't see them winning it, but they can't lose it. So I got to predict them to win this one 24-21.
Wow. Okay. Jeff?
Oh, they're definitely going down. I mean, it's not. It doesn't look good at all for what's going on. I guess Stafford doesn't have his glove on anymore, though, and that'll be interesting because I don't know how quickly a finger heals. Apparently, he needed the glove just to hold it together, and now 2 weeks later, he's fine. So
it's been more than 2 weeks.
All right, 3 weeks later.
Four weeks. It's been 4 weeks since the injury.
2 weeks that he's had the glove on. 4 weeks.
And, boss, we had the buy in there. Don't be difficult.
Anyway, the Saints at home, undefeated so far and murdering teams. It's going to be it'll be a high scoring affair, but I think 42-28.
Wow. 28. Wow.
Four touchdowns? That's not bad.
Not bad, but it certainly doesn't get you the win. Obviously, we've got a lot of problems on the defensive side of the ball, and Ndamukong Suh will not be playing. There have been injuries. But I also see an opportunity for guys like Nick Fairley and Samuel Lee Hill to step up, and I think they will. I think it's going to be a very close game. I'm going to give it to the Lions. I think they pull this one out on the road, and it will be a high-scoring affair. I'm not going to put points to it. It will be a high-scoring affair, but I think the Lions pull this one out in the last 2 minutes of the game.
What,
in
Sam Hill? You just picked the Lions over there?
Yes, and what in Sammy Lee Hill are you talking about?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So that's I can predict one thing that will come true. I will be in bed before that game is over.
So if they beat the Saints without Sue on the road, that would be outstanding.
Yes, it was.
Because you don't have to worry, you know, the two-game suspension. He learns his lesson. The Lions still benefit without him. You don't punish the rest of the team. That'd be the best-case scenario, but I don't. Good luck on your prediction.
No, thank you. You're right. And I realize that it sounds quite asinine, but I'm going with it. So that's that. It's my prediction. I can do what I want. It's my show. I can do what I want. And so that's what we've got. You know, again, I think seriously, both of you, I think that if Matt Stafford, it truly is over this finger issue, that this fracture is now healed. And I believe it is. I you know, and Kevin Smith is definitely back this week. I think he's going to have a decent week. I think we have got a real chance to win this game. And
high ankle sprain.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, if it was a normal ankle sprain, even then it's still tender. High ankle is the worst. I mean, you've had ankle sprains before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, man, I had a high ankle sprain that just, it lasted, like, longer than the 4 weeks it takes a finger to properly heal.
You know, I find high ankle sprains, but first of all, they're very unpredictable, as you know, Jeff. Some of them heal quickly. Some of them take forever. In fact, some of them can take up to 6 months to heal.
I've always had the long healing ones.
Yeah, so you know, I don't know. I don't know what the nerve deadening shots do for a high ankle sprain. I have no idea. I don't. Obviously, that's not the way you want to go into it anyway. With the taking the pain ending shots, but Well, we'll see what happens. But I think he's going to have a good game. I feel good about it. I just don't know. I don't know why I feel good about it. Mostly probably because I'm not going to be able to watch the whole game. I just can't because I get up too early. And good stuff always happens when I can't watch the game.
Well, if Marshawn Lynch can run all over the Dream Team Eagles last night, then Kevin Smith can probably have a fantastic day, too.
Yeah, the Eagles are dead, by the way. This is it. They're done. Donovan McNabb cut.
Welcome to Chicago, Donovan.
Do you think he's headed there?
Yeah, but you know what? That's not going to save the Bears. I don't even know if he's an upgrade from Haney at this point.
Yeah, you got that right. Okay, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, what's happening with the city of Detroit? Like I said, is it round one, round five? How many rounds is there in this fight? We know it's a fight, and it begins now. This is First Shift. We'll be back right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Some of the outlying areas are seeing more slick conditions on the roads as you're coming in along I-94, trying to make your way between Ann Arbor and in toward 275 area. Be careful there for slick spots, getting on and off the freeway, going up and over a bridge. That's where you want to be really careful that you don't fishtail. We do have some snow coming down, and so that is going to end up affecting our morning drive.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new McCafe Peppermint Mocha. It's a perfect blend of smooth espresso and chocolate syrup with a hint of peppermint and freshly steamed milk. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, we are going to see snow this morning, but the sun will pop out later on. Look for a high near 37 tonight, clear and 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 45. Right now, we do have light snow coming down at Metro Airport and 35 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Exclusively at the Home Depot, save time and money with Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. It's an affordable paint and primer in one, and rated number one by a leading consumer study. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Perhaps you're part of Wall Street's richest 1%. Yet, deep in the deepest part of your hedge fund heart, you secretly support the We Are the 99% people. Taking a big step even further, you might actually desire to join the Occupy Wall Street movement in one of its tent camps to show your solidarity. But, my goodness, there's just no way you can settle into one of those grungy plastic tents that the movement people are in. Well, fret no more, my uber-rich friend, for that's why Neiman Marcus exists. In the nick of time, the luxury retailer has come out with its Christmas book, featuring 171 pages of fabulous gift ideas for the fabulously wealthy. And there it is, on page 6263, in a four-color spread, the Dream Folly Tent. It's an 18-foot diameter yurt that, according to the catalog description, is inspired by the whimsical TV show I Dream of Jeannie. And what a whimsy it is, with an opulent interior that, as Neiman puts it, goes beyond your wildest, most decadent dreams. You'll sink into a bevy of one-of-a-kind, down-filled designer pillows, zone out on the tent's fine textiles in colors selected, quote, to evoke the bubbles of a warm, soothing bath, and be protected from even the darkest of nights by a custom handcrafted crystal chandelier. The catalog assures purchasers that Neiman Marcus can have a dream tent installed on your estate grounds in the blink of an eye. And if the company can deliver in, say, the Hamptons, how hard would it be to set you up in a downtown Occupy encampment? This is Jim Hightower saying, yes, even the wealthiest elites can stand with the people, then withdraw to their dream tents. Prices start at $75,000. While that's a bit pricey, imagine the solidarity it will build with those protesting the excesses of Wall Street elites.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
The time has come.
Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, everybody. A pleasure to be with you. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this First Shift Friday program. And our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day has everything to do with the city of Detroit and Governor Rick Snyder's announcement yesterday that a review will be necessary for Detroit's troubled finances, and it should begin soon. The question is, well, it may just be here. Do you believe Detroit would benefit from an emergency manager? The response has been pretty fantastic this morning. We already have 11 people weighing in. The answers are somewhere between no and hell no. That's basically where we're at. No question, this is top news. Michigan Forward will be holding a rally this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And I want to remind you that they could really use some help certifying signatures. They believe they have enough signatures. They just need to certify them. Once they have enough certified signatures, they can stop Public Act 4, which is the Emergency Financial Manager Bill, from doing any damage. So this may be a good time for you to step up and volunteer your time. Go to michiganforward.org, and you can sign up right there on their website. Well, let's listen to a couple different takes on this, and let's start with a piece from Fox 2, just people in Detroit responding to the talk of an emergency financial manager.
This is our city.
That's right.
Amen. And we are Detroit.
That's right.
Detroit needs to be run by Detroit.
It may be their city, but that's not going to stop the state from taking over if need be. Mayor Dave Bing right there, along with city council, labor unions, all of them trying today to show a united front at a news conference addressing the city's financial crisis.
But they still need to come up with a fix that will satisfy Governor Snyder.
It was a bit of a pep rally today. It was a show of solidarity, but there was a news nugget in the session as well. The mayor indicating that the governor has announced he's taking a look at Detroit's books. He wants to know, how is the Motor City spending tax dollars and what kind of revenue is coming in?
We don't need a financial manager. We can manage the city, and we intend to do that on a collective basis.
Standing shoulder to shoulder with unions, religious leaders, business leaders, the mayor's strategy is to utilize union participation. He said he did not have union support before, but now he does. AFSCME is here, and UAW President Bob King.
Is there anything the UAW can do to help the city of Detroit?
I think at this point it's to give them support. To say that we, to point to our experience and say if people work together with integrity, you can find solutions out of a really difficult situation.
City Council had proposed cutting 500 public safety positions. The mayor said he was opposed to large public safety cuts.
We want to get more feedback from the mayor. We want to get more buy-in where he doesn't like things. Tell us specifically what he doesn't like, where he does like things. We'd like to hear that.
So will Detroit be like Pontiac in E-Course with emergency financial managers in place?
It is outrageous that a state which has its own deficit, in a country which has its own deficit, has the nerve to be pointing fingers at a city. We do not accept it. We will not accept it.
It gives the appearance the governor's not satisfied with the way Detroit's been handling their own financial situation.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely what it appears to be. But I think that what we see here today are members of council. We also see the administration and labor and also members from the community who said, you know what, we still have other avenues that we can take before we seek state intervention.
And they do have other avenues. That's sure. Obviously, you can feel and you can hear the passion in these people's voices. They don't want an emergency manager. That's clear. Fox 2 in another piece, this time from a union perspective and what they plan to do petition-wise.
So far, the only thing Detroit City leaders can agree on is that cuts have to be made, but they still don't see eye to eye on how to get it done. Mayor Dave Bing calling for 1,000 job cuts, council talking about 2,300 layoffs. Union leaders say they understand the budget problems, but they can't be the only ones taking a hit. Today, City Council invited labor unions to come forward and pitch their own money-saving ideas.
It don't have to be on the backs of the workers because we've given so much over the last 20 and 30 years. And it just seems like the mayor is just not including us in the conversation. at all. It's just about this is my way or the highway.
I think the message today and tomorrow need to go to the governor that this council and this mayor and these union members are working together. We do not need an overseer from the state.
Union leaders say they plan to turn in petitions to stop the emergency manager bill.
All right, but we know petitions won't be enough, but it is a start. So we'll pay attention to that. And again, we've got more audio to get to, including what may be some congressional intervention, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Another piece of audio from Fox 2, this time from the community activist side of things. This is what they are saying.
New tonight, community activists and concerned citizens gathered for a legal symposium on the emergency manager issue. Several attorneys out there taking to the podium right here at Sacred Heart Church to explain the law and debate the legality of it. Lawyers from the Sugar Law Firm outline the basis of the lawsuit that they have filed challenging the emergency manager law, comparing it to a dictatorship that eliminates the citizens' voice in their local governments.
To now say that you can effectively suspend the right to vote in the largest black majority city in the world outside the continent of Africa is an incredibly racist step by the governor and an incredibly undemocratic step by the governor. We won't tolerate it. There will be massive non-cooperation with the governor. There will be massive resistance to this.
Activists warn that if an emergency manager does come into Detroit, it could lead to more city interventions all across the state.
I got to tell you, I dig that saying, a massive, what did they say, massive non-cooperation. I love that. I love that. Massive non-cooperation. Really interesting way to put it. All right, last but not least, and then I'll give you some of my thoughts on this, Channel 7 Action News. Goes to the source. The source in this case, Governor Rick Snyder. This is what he says with a smile on his face.
Well, once again, here in Grand Rapids, the governor is insisting an emergency manager is not inevitable, but he says the state will be taking a close look at Detroit's troubled finances.
What was the tone like of the conversation with the mayor yesterday?
Again, he just said he didn't really want to ask for a review, and it's like, well, I don't necessarily understand that conclusion, because if you're in tough financial shape, why wouldn't you want people to help you? The whole issue of the preliminary review is not setting a conclusion that there's going to be an emergency manager, consent agreement. To the degree they solve the problem, it basically says they did some work and they're going to move on then.
Why make that call last night? Why initiate this report now? What triggered you to say, okay, we got to get this going now?
Well, this is not a new thing. After the mayor's speech, I actually made the public call to say I would expect to get a request for a review, because didn't his report on the face of it say there's serious financial issues that deserve review? So people shouldn't read into all kinds of things into this. This is basically saying, isn't it time for a preliminary review based on what the mayor said?
Will it be people coming into the city looking through the financial documents? Maybe just talk about that a little bit, what this report
says. Well, a lot of the work has already been done, but it's sharing that work with the people that would make the review. So it'd be the Department of Treasury taking the lead on that, making a preliminary review.
The governor says after the 30-day review, they'll take a close look at that report and then decide what the next step is.
U.S. Congressman John Conyers sent a letter to the Justice Department asking it to block the state from appointing any emergency manager. Conyers wants the Justice Department to review whether Michigan's emergency manager law is even constitutional and intervene if necessary. He says the law might violate the Voting Rights Act. Cities under emergency managers already include Pontiac, Ecorse, and Flint. In fact, Flint's emergency manager took over just today. Governor Snyder appointed Michael Brown to fix Flint and fix it fast. He has 30 to 45 days to present a plan to the state. He will review and make cuts to every single department inside Flint's government if he finds it necessary.
So the question is, how close are they to actually instilling an emergency manager in the city of Detroit? And I would, without people freaking out too much here, and again, we got to pay attention to what's going on, and we don't want to take our eye off the ball, I would say that the reality is, if we were put it in terms of percentage, maybe 30%. But that's just my take on it, and I could be totally off. I'll just say that up front. It is something that the city needs to be concerned of. I vehemently oppose Public Act 4 in every way, shape, or form. It is the most undemocratic, dictatorial, communist piece of legislation this state has ever put forward, It is a disaster. It is a disaster, as we've seen in some of these communities that already have an emergency financial manager. Now, I again want to quickly remind you that an emergency financial manager is not new to the state of Michigan. They've been around for a couple decades. What is new is the definition of what they are and are not allowed to do, and their ability to expand those dictatorial powers are what we are all concerned and in an uproar about. As we saw in Benton Harbor and in Pontiac, the emergency financial manager goes in, throws out collective bargaining agreements, tells the mayor and the city council that they don't need to show up any longer, their services are no longer needed, even though they were duly and legally elected. And now we talk about, folks, we talk about, in a real way, taxation without representation. Because if an emergency manager is now making decisions, and we did not elect that person. The question is, and again, you know, John Conyers sends a letter to the Justice Department, is this law, Public Act 4, unconstitutional? Will it even get looked at? I don't know. A lot to talk about. Feel free to call us, 888-552-3595. The fight is on, that's sure. That's for sure. The fight is on. Are you willing to take it? 888-552-3595. Your thoughts and more when we continue. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays, Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and they're the people that I love the most.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with a very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, we have been talking about the emergency financial manager. We have been talking about the potential of one coming to the city of Detroit. We've been talking about the mayor and the city council and the activists and everybody else, including the unions, saying not here. And as Mayor Bing said yesterday, Detroit rules Detroit. Be interesting to see how this all plays out. Let's go to the phones. Again, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Welcome, Charles, in Detroit. Merry Christmas to you, Charles. What's on your mind this morning?
Merry Christmas, Tony. And you said it's un-American. You know, it's a fascist law and no taxation without representation. And I would point out this is another Tea Party un-American, unpatriotic action. Because it's a Tea Party faction in the legislature that's driving all these crazy laws. But also, it's clearly a violation of the Michigan Constitution. There's a provision, I forgot the exact articles and sections, but that section provides that a city's charter cannot be amended or changed without a vote of the people. And this, the actions by an emergency dictator to remove the duly elected representatives is a de facto amendment of a city's charter. The only problem is we have a right-wing majority in the Supreme Court who is dishonest and you can't count on them to follow the clear mandate of the state constitution. I'm talking about the state constitution. You raised in Representative Conyers' letter raised the U.S. constitutional issues of democratic government.
Yeah, but you Charles,
governments be democratic.
Right. We're to the point, and thank you for your call. We're to the point where we need answers now. This is no longer about are we gathering enough signatures? All that stuff matters. Don't take that the wrong way. It all matters. But we're to the point where we need action. We need definitive action. We need leadership. We need people with courage to step up. We need to stop having just dialogue, and we need to start to see some kind of activity. It's critical. It's critical. Somebody's got to step up and take action. 888-552-3595. Bamani joins us now. Bamani, I gotta ask, how did it go last night?
Everybody said it went very well. You know, a lot of the serious activists were there. I mean, I was also at the press conference for Dave Bing and the city council and all of them too. I was also there, and then after that, I went to the program with the activists, and that's one of the things they talked about. You know, other than the Attorney George Washington talked about. Other than the fact that we're going to get the signatures, and there's some other people who stepped up and said they're going to start passing around the petitions, and we have petitions there. But, you know, he called for action. He said that's not going to be the only thing. The courts is not going to be the only way that we're going to get what we want. We're going to have to take to the streets. We're going to have to do something similar to, you know, we're going to have to get Occupy Detroit and people out in the streets, and we're going to have to take definitive action like they took in the 60s. It's not going to be something that you can just sit on the sidelines about, because the governor does sound serious, even though Detroit, the state, and the country is in the same kind of situation, and really he can't even get his own house in order, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and he's going to try to take over Detroit. But, you know, this is just another Republican fascist move, and I think this is inspiring some people who maybe have been a little dormant, you know, people finally understand, you know, exactly what's going on. You know, it's kind of in their face now, you know, and I think that's causing some people, you know, especially a lot of teachers who had not been doing anything, and they blame Keith Johnson for a lot of stuff. They just have not been doing the kind of things that they should be doing, the kind of radicalism that we need. We're going to have to push for that more.
Well, there's no question that I think that this is a grassroots effort, Bamonte. There's no question it has to come from the activist sector of our communities right now. There are a lot of very bright, energetic people that are willing to step up. It's just time to do it, my brother. It's just time to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we plan to do it. I mean, this is not, we're not stopping here, but, you know, we have gotten more teachers involved than we normally have gotten. We probably do need to get some more, but, you know, people need to push, we need to be pushed into a corner. You know, we're going to have to get more young people involved. We're going to have to try to get people out because we do need some pushback. Cause, I mean, it's getting very serious out here. I mean, the Republicans, the conservatives, the people, I mean, they're just out of control.
No, if yesterday wasn't, and thank you for your call, Bomani, I appreciate it. If yesterday wasn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. I can't keep making any simpler than that. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, or on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Let's turn our attention now to Joseph in Detroit. Joseph, happy holidays to you. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, but you know what? We should have been jumping on it when it happened in Benton Harbor. You know, now it's the spread. It's a spread like wildfire. And people in Detroit are just, you know, let's just say a lot of people in Detroit are just beat down and wore down, and this fight, It's a big fight. But our politicians, our contingent Lansing, haven't said anything. The city council seems to be the only one, and a few of them seem to be the only ones stepping up, saying anything about it. Don't hear anything from Fecano and his crew in Wayne County supporting, trying to help Detroit or get this thing done. Definitely no one in Oakland County. You know, we are like, you know, an island in the middle of the ocean on our own trying to fight this. Just now, Congressman Conyers now wants to stand up and say anything, but we're Senator Levin and stabbing on everybody else talking about this and saying, hey, this is wrong.
This is a call to arms, Joseph. You're right. 100% right. It's a call to arms. I couldn't agree more.
And you know, the folks that we've elected to high office don't seem to be stepping up and saying, wait a minute, this is wrong. This is unconstitutional. This is totally unconstitutional. And, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. I mean, this is pretty crazy. But then on another question I wanted to ask you, I'm just getting back from work, was what do you think about the pending national rail strike? I'm a railroader, and I haven't heard anybody locally say anything about it. There's quite a few of us here who are teamsters here in Detroit that are preparing for strike.
Okay? Well, I'm optimistic, of course, that a deal will be struck before the deadline. You know, I read yesterday, and this is an astounding number, Joseph. If there is a rail strike, it will cost the U.S. economy $2 billion a day. $2 billion a day.
I'm an engineer. That's right. I'm an engineer on the railroad, and I haven't heard anybody locally say anything about it. But the bottom thing, the thing I don't like about it is the presidential board can order us and write our contract for it.
All right, well, you know what? I promise you at the beginning of next week, we're going to be all over this. Joseph, I got to take a break for the top of the hour. Happy holidays. Thank you for your call. Folks, we do have to take a break. Lori Lamoran with Planned Parenthood on the other side. Carla Swift with the Michigan AFL. Occupy Detroit, a very busy hour in the next hour. See, great callers, and let's keep in mind, we've known about this for months now. Now that it gets a little close and we're getting burned, what are we going to learn, folks? Got to be proactive. We'll take the break. I'm Tony Trupiano.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Some of the outlying areas, you're really seeing some slick conditions on 96 from 23 coming in toward 275. Also, 275 a bit heavy and slow from the Ruther down toward 96 and M14. Coming in from Ann Arbor, also getting reports of that heading in toward 275. Looks like right now 94 is pretty busy near the Southfield Freeway and that stretch out toward I-96.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see snow this morning, but the sun will pop out later on. Look for a high near 37 tonight, clear and 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 45. Right now, we do have light snow coming down at Metro Airport and 35 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
Electricity is slowly coming back online in Southern California after strong Santa Ana winds that were well above 100 miles per hour in some places. In Cedar Ridge, an elderly woman got trapped underneath a tree that fell on her home.
Then I ran out and I was yelling down the walkway that I was coming because I knew she obviously didn't know anyone had hurt her. And by the time I got there, my neighbor was already going across the street with a chainsaw.
The woman was eventually rescued and taken to the hospital. There are dozens of square miles of debris. Later this morning, we'll get to the unemployment report for November. CNN's Paul Chambers looks at what we're expecting to see.
A CNN Money survey of 21 economists predicts that the report will show 110,000 jobs were added to the economy in November. In October, 80,000 jobs were added to payrolls. The survey says the overall unemployment rate should remain at 9%.
Republicans and Democrats are still stuck, unable to extend the payroll tax break in two votes last night. Parties can't agree on how to pay for it. Congress is under more pressure to put new rules on itself to prevent insider trading. The idea actually got a hearing yesterday, and Melanie Sloan with Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington says that's progress.
I think it's in large part, of course, because of the 60 Minutes story, but also because of the Occupy Wall Street movement and the incredibly low regard in which most Americans are holding Congress these days. 46% of Americans believe that Congress is corrupt.
Right now, members of Congress have to disclose deals connected to their insider knowledge, but those deals are still allowed. President Obama lit the new national Christmas tree last night.
This is the new tree. I know it's not quite as big as the old tree, but it's going to take time to grow.
The original one on the ellipse was knocked over in a storm back in February. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ahead of the biggest economic report of the month, investors are betting on a big number. Economists surveyed by MarketWatch think the nation's economy created 125,000 jobs in November. This morning, CareerBuilder has a list of where many unfilled jobs can be found. The company says firms are ramping up hiring for the new year, and that means 10,000 openings at Wells Fargo and 1,000 each at Morgan Stanley, Sears Kmart, and ServiceMaster. Online shopping procrastination soon could have a new destination. Wall Street Journal reports Google is negotiating with retailers and shipping companies about a new service in which it would transport an item you bought online to your door the very next day. Amazon has such a service, and it's proving quite successful. European markets are up 1.5% as the European Central Bank pushes for more aggressive intervention in Europe's debt crisis. S&P futures are up 14 points. That's more than 1%. NASDAQ futures gaining 28. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Need gifts for the handyman on your list? Right now at Lowe's, get a free Hitachi 12-volt lithium-ion cordless drill driver with the purchase of a Hitachi 18-volt lithium-ion cordless impact driver. That's an $89 value. And get a Task Force 110-piece drill driver bit set for just $9.97. That's a savings of $10. But hurry, supplies won't last long. Plus, get free parcel shipping on Lowe's.com orders of $49 or more, now through December 22nd. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 12/5/11.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good Friday morning to you. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this First Shift Friday morning program. Pleasure to be with you. We got a lot to get to in this hour. A little bit later on at 7:50, as we do every day, we'll visit with Occupy Detroit. The bottom of the hour today, we're going to spend some time with Carla Swift, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. But yesterday, as I was looking through some information, some headlines, and I'm always looking for not just stuff to do on the show. I'm always looking for supplemental information just to try to keep myself on the cutting edge. I got an email from my friend Desiree Cooper with Planned Parenthood, and I was stunned. I was stunned to find that the state legislature was doing a little sneak attack. I'm going to get to this in just a second, but it was a little bit of a sneak attack. They seem to be wholly focused on doing the things we don't need them to do. And I don't nearly need to enumerate what all those things are. You kind of know if you listen to the show at any given time. The state legislature, heavily Republican, just doesn't have its eye on the ball. The ball at this time is about things about the economy that gets us back to work, gets families to have some kind of stability, to instead of attacking, you know, families by taking away benefits and cutting their welfare programs, we are attacking them, making it harder for them to do what it is that they need to do. And then we get to this next topic, which I'm going to get to. Let me get to my guest, though. She's going to help me set this up. Joining me now is Lori Lamoran. She's been on this show before. She is the president of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan, one of the clearest and most profound leaders for women and human rights in Southeast Michigan. And it's a pleasure to have Lori back on the show this morning. Lori, thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Tony. Glad to be here.
I appreciate it. You know, listen, I think we can both agree that there are a lot of things our legislature can and should be working on that have absolutely nothing to do with a woman's right to choose. In fact, I can't think of a single reason why they would even want to be discussing a woman's rights to do anything but find a good job right now.
Well, we would agree with you, Tony. That's, you know, Michigan families are really just struggling right now and have all sorts of things to be concerned about. So the fact that these two bills is what the state Senate is looking at was really quite a shock to us.
All right, well, let's take a look at what they were looking at. If I understand this correctly, because it was kind of a shock to me, this really was, I did not see this coming. What they were looking at doing was actually banning the coverage, abortion coverage in Michigan with any health insurance plan. Do I understand that correctly?
That's correct. They're saying that if insurance plans of all stripes offer women's health coverage, that those coverage policies cannot include the safe legal procedure of abortion.
All right. Well, again, I just can't for the life of me figure out where this comes from. Now, I got to ask, because you guys have lobbyists and you've got your ears to the ground and you know what's happening politically. Did you see this coming?
We didn't, actually, Tony. It was a surprise to us as well. There have been discussions around the country related to health care reform and abortion coverage, but certainly not an all-out ban of abortion coverage for any woman with a health policy. And I think that's a complete overreach. We were very surprised that the government would decide to intrude themselves into the regular offerings that an insurance company might choose to give to a patient.
Well, you know, and again, as we and because we visited this topic the many times on the show, and first of all, we you know, for those that are not aware of it, not that you shouldn't be, but you know, abortions happen to be legal. To mandate to insurance companies that they will not cover a legal procedure that is, by the way, best done in a doctor's setting and you know, it's safe. It's you know, there's, you know, profoundly good reasons that we do things the way we do them now is beyond offensive to me. And once again, as we look at what the legislature is trying to do, and I need to point out that it is a heavily Republican legislature. This is about, again, trying to legislate morality when this isn't even about morality, nor should it be, Lori, about morality. It should be about the law, and the law says this is legal. I don't understand why they can't just leave this alone.
Well, that's correct. And I think beyond that, you know, this singles out women unnecessarily. It will make sure that, because one of the provisions of the law is that individual health providers could offer a rider that women could purchase specifically for abortion. But certainly women don't say in any one given year, gee, maybe I ought to spend money this year on a separate rider to my abortion, to my health insurance coverage in case I need an abortion. You know, folks don't plan on abortions by definition. It is a procedure that they turn to in desperate moments when they have had a pregnancy that could be threatening to their health. You know, there are 3,000 pregnant women a year who would get diagnosed with breast cancer. They would not have the coverage available to them to choose to terminate a pregnancy to save their own life under this. There is no provision for families who have coverage and experience a rape or an incident of incest that results in pregnancy, which happens more than 25,000 times a year in this country. You know, there are eventualities where very wanted pregnancies turn into health threats or life threats for the mother. There are no provisions for any of that. It's just an out-and-out ban. And unless you have decided ahead of time to purchase a separate rider, which in other states who have done something like this, what ends up happening is that product as a rider for abortion isn't even offered because insurance companies know that there's no market for them. It's an administrative nightmare, et cetera. And I think it's interesting to point out that this a very similar legislation was proposed in 2001, and the governor at that time, John Engler, who was a Republican himself, vetoed the legislation because he said there were real questions about how it should be administered, and he questioned the constitutionality. So, you know, I'm just surprised that this is how we're spending our time and our state's precious resources.
Well, I find it, Lori Lamoran, so invasive and this is not just for women, for families everywhere, that the legislature would take it upon themselves to do something. And we know, by the way, statistically, and there's been a lot of polling done on this, you know, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, the majority of Americans don't want this issue to be legislated. They don't want their health insurance to be mandated to do one thing or another. Because the reality is, Lori, at the end of the day, as you said, these decisions are made in desperate times. This is not, you know, somebody doesn't sit around and say, in 2012, I'm having an abortion, so I better make sure that I'm covered. That doesn't happen. And this
well, of
idea,
course not. I mean,
but this
that's
idea,
absurd
the,
notion.
Well, this idea that the legislature, for whatever reason, they are pretending to be God, because that's what they're doing is playing God, Lori.
Well, I think the other thing that should be pointed out is we're talking about even women who would be purchasing health insurance coverage, not maybe through their employer, but out of their own pocket and resources, and to say that I do not have available to me the health insurance coverage that I need at that sort of desperate moment, even if I have paid for it of my own volition, out of my own pocket, to say that that won't be available is a dramatic overreach into basic commerce. How can they tell the insurance companies you can or cannot offer this procedure? And, you know, we have to remember that good-thinking people disagree about abortion, and I honor that. But we certainly don't want it to be that our health insurance will be dictated by people's religious beliefs often. Would we ever tolerate, you know, there are some religions that that are not comfortable with things like blood transfusions. And we certainly would not tolerate a legislative move that said health insurance companies could not pay for blood transfusions because there are folks that disagree with that. It's a legal procedure that, in fact, is related to saving the health or life of a woman in many, many instances. And we are going to now say that that's not an appropriate coverage vehicle to be offered by insurance companies. I just think that's a dramatic overreach.
Well, let me tell people the good news. The good news is this didn't even get out of committee yesterday because the Democrats, in a very wise move, forced the Republicans to read the unemployment legislation that was before them. So that it could be read into the record, and it was some 800 pages long, therefore delaying any other activity that day. But, Lori, what it does do is give us an opportunity and a little bit of a heads up that this is coming, and we don't know when it's coming, but now is the time people need to get on the phone with their senators and say, absolutely, positively, you must vote no on SBs 612, 13, and 14.
That's right. And I think people need to be reminded that our legislators are there to do our bidding and to represent what we believe. We've learned over and over again that if constituents really reach out to legislators and say that we think that what they're taking up is the wrong thing, it does help some of those that are more thoughtful and really are looking out for the good of their constituents to pause and say maybe this isn't the way to go. So certainly we have hope about that, but in all likelihood we will see these Senate bills pop up again, and I'm fearful that they'll pass, and when they do, then I guess it'll be up to Governor Snyder, and that'll be an interesting statement. He has been strong in his opposition to entertain any bills of a social nature. To his credit, that Governor Snyder has been laser focused on trying to get the economy moving. So I can't imagine he's thrilled with this either. So we'll see how that ends.
Well, again, the good news is we now know we can start doing some things proactively. Lori Lamram, thank you so much. We're just out of time for this morning. I appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
You bet. Happy holidays to you. We'll take the break and be right back.
This is Mark Brewer, Chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody, in the spirit of the season, will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. And it's been that kind of week that you need those driving skills. You have to watch for slick spots on the road. And, of course, it's always the other drivers that are going too fast or something. Be careful as you're getting from 696 on to 275, a little heavy and slow through there. Also, M10, we're seeing some heavier traffic on the Lodge in all pockets from Southfield to 696 or down toward the Davison or coming off of 94. Also, 96 pretty busy, the Jeffries heading in toward 94.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. The snow will pass this morning. The clouds will be mixed with sun and a high near 37. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 26. Tomorrow partly sunny and a high of 44. Right now at Metro Airport, we have some light snow, fog, and mist and 33 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Right now, the Home Depot has freshly cut Christmas trees starting at only $17.98. Picking out the perfect tree is a great tradition. Paying too much shouldn't be. Take one of these beauties home for the holidays and you could save enough for a little extra garland, a few more lights on the tree, or maybe an extra gift or two beneath it. All thanks to our freshly cut Christmas trees arriving weekly and starting at only $17.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources. This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Trio.
On 1310 WDTW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, save big on all tires. And get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after the hour, I want to thank Lori Lamoran once again from Planned Parenthood. Again, that legislation just kind of pops up out of nowhere yesterday. Just freaked me out. I mean, really... Wait, where are the priorities? That's the bottom line, is where are the priorities? You know, everything has its day, but this is not something that we should be worrying about right now. You know, we still haven't seen, with the exception of automotive sector hiring, we have not really seen job growth in any other sector. And for the governor to take any kind of, or the legislature to take any kind of credit for job growth when they've had absolutely nothing to do with job growth is something I'd love to point out to you, as I just have. All right, Jeff, we need to get to this because I don't want the day to go by and this not happen. Yesterday on CNN, Wolf Blitzer had, would you say, a remarkably, I don't want to say important, but well-known guest?
Yeah, I would say well-known.
I mean,
hard-hitting interview.
Hard-hitting interview. It was a hard-hitting interview, actually. I'm not quite. Do you know why they were doing this? Are they promoting the movie?
Promoting, yeah.
The movie that's out.
Yep,
right.
I've seen them on Sports Center and all kinds of different cable shows.
Okay. And well, I guess we'll leave the opining for after. Let's play the. It's only 18 seconds. Let's play Kermit the Frog with Wolf Blitzer on CNN.
Who do you think would be a good counterpoint for you in the strategy session?
I do have to tell you that, you know, Newt is from the swamp. There's other newts in the swamp, too, you know?
So the next time I interview him, maybe you'll join me in the question.
You bet I will.
Generate some excitement.
We both speak amphibian. We'd be fine.
Good.
Yeah, by the way, Kermit went on to say he's an amphibian American and proud of it. Now Jeff, my question is, it was really kind of a bizarre interview, in my opinion. I don't really know how else to qualify it as but being bizarre.
Right. If it was only 18 seconds, I would have been fine with it. But it was 6 minutes long.
Yeah. And it was, at some level, Wolf Blitzer was taking this kind of seriously, I think.
He was stretching Yeah, it was. I don't know. Was it uncomfortable for you? It was kind of little like, wow.
I don't know that it was uncomfortable for me.
Cringeworthy.
It was cringeworthy. That's for sure. And you know, I don't know as a, you know, Wolf Blitzer shows up for work yesterday. All right, and he's told that he's going to be interviewing Kermit the Frog. Wolf Blitzer, by I think most people's definition, is a serious journalist, right? I mean, I'm not a journalist, so this isn't about, you know, my protecting my profession. I'm not a journalist. I'm a broadcaster. There's a huge difference, and I'm quite biased, so there's really a huge difference. But, you know, can you imagine Jeff showing up for work as a serious journalist? I mean, Wolf Blitzer's covered some of the most serious stuff that this nation has ever faced. To be told that you're interviewing Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, and then to told, you know, be told to stretch it, because you could tell a number of times they actually brought in another guy, another anchor at CNN, to ask a question. They must have sold 5 or 6 minutes, which again is the news not giving you the news. It's the news catering or kowtowing to money and bringing in. I don't know. I would be worried about the credibility hit, really. I mean, I understand it was all fun and games and just, you know, hey, you got this, you know, it's supposed to be a light-worthy moment or whatever, but I just don't, it's almost like, you know, you're a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Again, it was bizarre. You can find it on the CNN the website. If you want to watch or listen to the whole thing, feel free to do that. You know, let's also keep in mind that it's a puppet or a Muppet, whatever way you want to look at it, and that the voice of Kermit has changed many times. It's not like it's still the same. There's nothing about this that's monumental. They're promoting a Muppet movie on CNN and taking legitimate time away from the audience to do it. I do have some issues with that. I truly do. So, maybe I'm being too serious. I'm taking this stuff too seriously. I'll admit that.
But it was, funny. Newt's in a swamp, and you can hear the long pause where they're like, all right, we could take this a number of ways. Let's just keep it nice and PC.
Yeah, well, and they did. They did. So, Jeff, here's a question for you. If you were given the ability to carry a stun gun, would you?
I don't even have the desire to carry a real gun or any kind of weapon.
Well, there's a measure working through the state house that would make the state of Michigan the nation's 45th to allow residents to carry stun guns as a means of self-defense. Wisconsin recently became the 44th state the 1st of November. Stun guns, which shoot prongs carrying an electrical charge to temporarily incapacitate the person they strike, have been blamed in lawsuits for some deaths, but proponents insist they are far less dangerous than handguns. And so it brings up an interesting point. The Michigan Senate, where Republicans hold a 26-12 advantage, approved the measure 35-3 in October. So obviously Democrats were in on this as well. The House, which has a 63-47 Republican edge, has referred it to its Judiciary Committee. Nobody in the legislature sees organized opposition to this bill. So the question is, and I'll throw it out there, and well, we've only got a couple of minutes, but I'll throw it out there anyway, 888-552-3595. Would you be more inclined to carry a stun gun over, and that probably should have been, you know, my poll question, would you be more inclined to carry a stun gun over a regular gun?
Or would you want people carrying stun guns?
Yeah.
Because right now, you think, okay, if they have a weapon, you know, if you're in a place where you can carry a gun, you think guns are pretty permanent. You shoot someone with a gun, you're going to do some damage. A stun gun, while there have been deaths associated, I think the reason why the move to push the stun gun is because it's basically you're rendering someone helpless for a little while you can get away, but for the most part, they're going to be able to stick around. You know, they're
right.
Not going to die.
Yeah, again, it's just one of those things, and I'm not familiar enough with the mechanics of them. I don't know how easy or difficult they are to, if they have a safety on them, if they're easy to lock, if you can, you know, inadvertently shoot yourself with it. I just don't know. I'm not familiar with them, so I'm just being honest about that. I'm just being honest about that. That's all. But I find this very, very interesting. Let's take a quick call before we have to get to the break and welcome Mike and Clarkson. Happy holidays to you, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Tony. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You know, as far as a stun gun, you know, that's not such a bad idea, except if the legislation doesn't incorporate abuse of the stun gun. You know, I can see where, you know, self-defense is great, but if you go beyond that, there ought to be, you know, something in the law that provides guidelines and penalties for abuse of using it.
I would agree with you because this, and Mike, and you're right, this is very different than a regular gun. Because the you know, although there can be penalties against the use of it, they're far more deadly. As I mean, it's obvious they're far more deadly than a stun gun would be. And so you're right. Would people be more inclined to use a stun gun freely? Use a stun gun because they know it wouldn't cause the same kind of damage a regular gun would. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I absolutely understand where you're coming from. When we continue. When we continue, Carla Swift, Michigan AFL-CIO. The governor, first veto yesterday. What was it? We'll find out. Find out what she has to say about it. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where...
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to us by DTE Energy, 275 northbound 7 Mile to the Reuther. Pretty heavy and slow going through there. Drivers also seeing that as you're coming off of 96 on a 275. 75 south, especially coming in 12 Mile to the Reuther, trying to get further south. Pretty slow there. Disabled vehicle 96 eastbound. Looks like it's in the local lanes just as you're on the other side of the Southfield Freeway.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, the snow will pass this morning. The clouds will be mixed with sun and a high near 37. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 26. Tomorrow partly sunny and a high of 44. Right now at Metro Airport, we have some light snow, fog, and mist and 33 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to Win. Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Teamsters Union has again refused to cross picket lines at U.S. food distribution facilities in Swedesboro and Bridgeport, New Jersey. The Teamsters say locals 1414 in Philadelphia and 676 in Collingswood, New Jersey, set up the sympathy picket lines. It's in support of an unfair labor practice strike by maintenance workers at U.S. Foods' Streeter, Illinois location. The Teamsters say sympathy picket lines have sprung up at 12 U.S. food facilities across the country. Some 2,000 Teamsters have refused to cross the picket lines in 9 states. A rail strike could happen by December 6th unless 3 rail unions are able to reach agreement with America's major freight railroads. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen and the American Train Dispatchers refused to agree to another extension on contract talks. The talks are overseen by a special presidential board. If no contract agreements are reached by the end of a mandated cooling-off period, December 6th, a strike is possible. Americans United for Change is out with a new web video accusing Republicans of being willing to raise taxes on 160 million middle-class Americans. The issue is the payroll tax break that expires December 31st. Republicans appear willing to hold that working family tax break hostage to their budget-cutting demands, even as the GOP protects millionaires and billionaires from tax increases. Federal workers could be looking at 5 years without a pay raise if Republicans in the Senate succeed in extending a pay freeze through 2015. Jesse Russell reports.
The extension of the pay freeze and a plan to slash the federal workforce by 10% is being proposed by the GOP to cover the cost of extending a payroll tax cut. President Barack Obama, who is seeking the payroll tax cut extension, would like to cover the cost with a 3.25% surtax on income exceeding $1 million. The Republicans are opposed to such a surtax because it would raise taxes on millionaires. If the payroll tax cut is not extended, working Americans will see a tax increase of 2%. However, the Republican plan doesn't put everything on the backs of federal workers and middle-class Americans. Under their plan, the country's highest earners would be required to pay the full cost of Medicare premiums, and they would no longer be qualified for unemployment benefits.
This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising, a one-hour radio documentary produced by Workers Independent News in conjunction with WORT. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift, first shift, first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 35 minutes after the hour. And kind of a stunning reversal yesterday. And I got to tell you, the legislation that I'm about to tell you about, which was House Bill 4326, made no sense to me when it was proposed by the Republicans. Jeff Farrington, I believe, initially proposed it in the House. And the governor vetoed it yesterday, which was a really pleasant surprise. Joining me now to kind of help me make sense of this, because I'm a little bit discombobulated now. The governor actually did the right thing. I'm not used to that. This is Carla Swift, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. Carla, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Tony, good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You know, I'm pleasantly surprised that the governor did the right thing. I understand that you actually sent the governor a letter asking him to veto this legislation. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. You know, this legislation, House Bill 4326, would have prohibited the state from issuing any regulations that were that would create a standard more stringent than the federal law, unless authorized by the legislature. So really, it sort of would say that there's nothing special about Michigan compared with any other state, and it would open the door to rolling back important workplace safety standards and environmental protections that have really served Michigan very well and have made it a great place to live and work.
Well, and again, it's let me just get your reaction to the governor's vetoing this legislation.
We applaud the governor. We are happy that he has provided this leadership. We're counting on his leadership to preserve Michigan's right to protect our families and our workers and our national resources. And, you know, this is really a victory for workers and anybody who cares about the environment and the Great Lakes. But the bill represents another power grab by the legislature and corporate special interests. This one was so extreme that even the governor couldn't support it, and we're extremely pleased that he stepped up and used the veto on this one.
You know, this is reminiscent, and I'm trying to remember a few years back legislation that had this not been in place, I want to say it was phosphorus, but there was something to do with laundry detergent, and one of the byproducts of that, and without the proper protections, you know, we would have really cost the Great Lakes a great deal in erosion and pollution. Why would, you know, Carla Swift, you got to ask the obvious question, you know, when you're thinking about Republicans putting legislation like this together, why would they be willing to give up the one resource that is pristine and wonderful and precious, the Great Lakes? They were willing to give up that protection, and I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah. Well, we think that it's just really another item on the business lobby's wish list, and it's, you know, demonstrates not a great deal of thoughtfulness on the part of the folks who proposed and supported this kind of legislation. It really, the federal regulations are written with no accounting for protecting things like the Great Lakes, which the states around the Great Lakes then have to step up and take steps to protect as the world's most important freshwater resources. So, the, you know, again, the Lansing politicians, many elected officials that that are in Lansing today are just you know, maybe don't have the history, don't have the memory, don't have sort of our tradition of leading the nation in mind, and they're acting, you know, on an agenda that is really not for and about the people of Michigan.
Yeah, the brilliance of what you just said, Carla, the memory. You know, we talk about, you know, one of the things that when we think about, you know, term limits is we lose institutional memory. And you, when you turn over a legislature like we are now doing in the state of Michigan, often that memory is critical to making decisions. And who takes the time? You have to ask yourself the question, Carla Swift. You know, amongst our legislature, who takes the time to do research and to think about what happened one or two or even three decades ago? Because we no longer have politicians that have been around 20 or 30 years. And so you, the brilliance of that statement is 100% right on. You're right. People don't have the memory, and this is why it's critical that we're very, very deliberate in how we design legislation moving forward.
I think that's right, and it really does. You know, the experience of the folks that are sent to Lansing. And their experience in the lawmaking process and the understanding, you know, the purpose of rules and regulations and how we got to where we are, and you know, knowing enough about that really affects the quality of decisions that they are able to make, and it's an extremely important job, and it requires a lot of thought and study, and you know, sometimes we don't have folks that are putting that kind of effort in into those decisions, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, this is ultimately very good news that the Governor Snyder vetoed House Bill 4326, effectively giving the state the right to protect itself and it's our natural resources and how precious that they are. Carla, oftentimes, you know, we need to remind this audience that, you know, water is a commodity, and there are others around the country that want that commodity.
Absolutely, yeah, and we need to remind ourselves also that the federal regulations really were set for the 50 states, many of whom don't have this precious freshwater natural resource that we have around the Great Lakes, and it really does the decisions that Lansing makes about protecting those things or not protecting those things, those are decisions that could jeopardize public health. And not only jeopardize public health, but jeopardize also Michigan's commercial and sport fishing industry. So there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, there absolutely is. Well, Carla Swift, thank you so much for spending some time and helping us clarify the importance of this. And this is a big deal, and I want people to understand that, you know, the governor can do the right thing. Let's hope we can now get him to continue to do that with other issues that matter dearly to us in what little time we have left legislatively before the end of the year. But I'm sure we'll be talking before the end of the year. In the meantime, happy holidays to you, and thanks again for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for all the work that you're doing, and happy holidays to you and all our listeners out there.
All right. Thanks so much. Carla Swift, again, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. You know, this is I was pleasantly surprised. You know, that it had been rumored that the governor was going to veto this. Now, I don't know, you know, Jeff, it's what's going to be interesting to see is what the political carryover or hangover is for him for doing this, because obviously, you know, this passed in the House along party line vote, but that means all the Republicans voted for it, all the Democrats voted against it. Now the governor vetoes it, which is a no vote as well. They don't have enough votes to overturn it. They would need two-thirds. They don't have the two-thirds, so it would make no sense for the House to try to overturn the veto. I wonder what the political fallout of this will be for the governor. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I didn't know either. I mean, it's interesting that he would go out and do that. Now, maybe it's a feather in his cap, though, to say, hey, look, you know, I've been over backwards in your direction as well.
Well, yeah, but once. And don't take that, the governor, don't take that to heart too much, because I don't think that any of us are going to let you get away with this one as if it's the end all and be all. It's a big victory. It's a clear victory for for Michigan working family. It's a clear victory. It's a clear victory for the middle class. It's a clear victory for the Great Lakes. That's all very true. But governor, this is not the end all and be all of your governorship. So I just want to be real clear on that one. Real clear on that one, indeed. Well, anyway, ultimately good news, and thank you, Carla, for taking the time to join us today to walk us and talk us through that issue. Very quickly, before we get to the break here, we have just enough time to do this. Michelle Bachmann was interviewed on MSNBC by Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, now a correspondent with MSNBC. A couple quick quotes. Michelle Bachmann says that she wouldn't have the non-existent Iran embassy, period, if she were the president. Listen to this, and then we'll talk about it.
You may have heard that there was a break-in at the British embassy, and the British had to pull their people out. That's exactly what I would do. We wouldn't have an American embassy in Iran. I wouldn't allow that to be there because they are a state sponsor of terror.
Well, the U.S. hasn't had an embassy in Tehran for more than 30 years now. The Bachmann campaign later said her quote was taken out of context.
Yeah, I don't know how that's taken out of context. Just very quickly, because we got to get to the break. Meghan McCain, then, after this, now we know that there hasn't been an embassy in 30 years. Meghan McCain on Michelle Bachmann.
Can I tell you something? I famously said a statement earlier where I said that Michelle Bachmann was the poor man, Sarah Palin. And after meeting this woman, I am completely wrong. This is the thinking man, Sarah Palin. And I connected with her.
What does she have that Sarah Palin didn't?
I think she's, this is going to get me in trouble, but I actually think she's more smarter. I think that she's more, on foreign policy. I mean, I just think all the things she's done, the debates, I've been very impressed. And I just think she's older and more established. And, she's been a member of Congress for a very long time.
Okay. This huge gaffe where she talks about, the Iranian embassy that doesn't exist. Yet she's the thinking man's Sarah Palin.
Well, that doesn't say much about Sarah Palin.
You know what? I think it says everything it needs to say about both of them, doesn't it? let's leave it alone. It says something about Meghan McCain as well. Let's take a quick break here. We come back. Occupy Detroit occupies for shift as they do every day at this time. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you. Let's take the break and we'll be right back.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call, it's the happy season of all.
My name is Stephen Henderson. I'm the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everybody who listens to First Shift a very happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of right to work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a right to work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And here is Tony indeed, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. That makes it what? 7:50? That makes it what? You people are so smart. That's right. Occupy Detroit. Absolutely. And, you know, I think I've got a little bit of an issue. And it's a good problem to have because I've actually, you know, and I don't want to get too personal here. I've seen a picture. Actually, Shannon friended me yesterday on Facebook. And so I got to see a picture of her. She's a very beautiful woman. So now I want people to talk. But she spends a lot of time with us at 7:50. Shannon, first of all, let me welcome you back to the show. We appreciate you being here. And I want to encourage the conversation because anybody that's as smart as you are, that's an activist like you are, and that is as beautiful as you are, I want to be mentioned in that same sentence. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Tony, and thank you for having me again.
Yeah, no problem. Again, it truly is a pleasure. I understand Zach's not feeling well, so we want to wish him good health, and hopefully he's getting some rest. And we'll be up on his feet as he can. You know, this is one of those. It's that time of the year, Shannon. You know, it's really easy to get sick if you, and especially as hard as you folks are working, you got to be careful. Make sure you get your rest. That goes for you too, young lady. You need to get your rest. So make sure you do that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Okay, well, let's talk about what's going on. By the way, we had a great conversation with Eric Shelley yesterday talking about the Golden Gate Restoration Project. Got a really good response to that. And, you know, before we talk about the voter registration drive that's happening tomorrow, you know, I'm just so pleased with the way things are going for Occupy Detroit right now. And then again, you know, Shannon, I'm paying attention to what's going on with some of the other Occupy movements around the country. You know, Occupy Phoenix, one of my listeners happens to be in Phoenix this week, so he talked a little bit about that when he called into the show yesterday. Occupy Boston's got some stuff. Occupy Oregon's got some stuff going on. You know, Portland's got some stuff going on. It's just fascinating to watch this evolve because it's really every city has kind of taken on its own flavor, if you will, its own brand of what that Occupy means for them.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really great. I was hoping that we were going to be able to do that with Detroit. I, of course, am totally down for Occupy Wall Street, and we stand absolutely in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street and everything that we do. We wouldn't be here probably if it weren't for Occupy Wall Street. However, I think that we have so many unique opportunities in Detroit, just as, you know, probably they have very unique opportunities in Phoenix or Boston or Seattle. I'm thrilled that here in Detroit that we're getting opportunities to pursue those opportunities, and I'm really, really glad that it looks like that's happening in other cities as well.
Yeah, it's just a very cool thing to see happening. And, you know, even I had somebody call me in my office yesterday, and they weren't even calling about Occupy Detroit at all, but we got onto that topic, and they said to me, you know, I'm so glad that you're doing this thing at 7:50 every morning, and because we've really branded this time in a nice way. And they said, but it's just nice to know that there's still something going on. It may not be the camp any longer, but there is something going on, and it's good that, you know, that we're getting that on a daily basis. So I'm glad that this is working for all of us because ultimately That's what we want to. But let's talk about what's going on. The voter registration drive on Saturday. Let's talk about that, Shannon.
Yeah, so I spoke about that on Wednesday, but we have a little bit more details. I think I said that we were going to be meeting at 5 o'clock on Warren and Woodward to do some voter registration. But what's been added to that is that we're going to be doing emergency financial manager petitions as well.
Oh, okay.
Michigan Forward, Michigan Forward is doing one last push. I'm sure I don't have to tell you about all the there have been a couple of developments in terms of an EFM for Detroit.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that earlier this morning, but it certainly bears repeating, Shannon.
Yep. So we're going to be partnered up with Michigan Forward as well. So on Saturday, and one thing I don't think I did on Wednesday was, I guess, invite everyone and invite you, Tony, invite all your listeners. We're going to be doing voter registration. We're going to be doing those emergency financial managers petitions. Our outreach team is going to be there passing out flyers and candy canes. All that stuff. And, you know, your listeners have been so good to us in terms of supplies and support and things like that. I think it would be, I mean, me personally, it would be really awesome to meet to meet some, you know, some of your listeners. I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's really fun. Noel Knight's great anyways. And if you can't participate, if you could come, you know, come find us and say hi. That would be really, really awesome, too. We're really excited. I think this is a good opportunity, especially now that we're going to be doing these EFM petitions to get a lot done. But it's going to be really fun just to kind of get to know people and get to meet people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Shannon, you had said something the other day that really resonated with me, and that was, you know, how many people don't even realize if they've moved or their address has changed that their voter registration is no longer legitimate. You know, and there are people that benefit from this voter registration drive, and they just don't know that. I mean, they may have recently moved, or because they moved and they knew that they didn't have a polling place, and they just didn't get around to go to the Secretary of State or the clerk's office, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, my God, you're right. I didn't know that. That, you know, that was a stark reminder of how important a drive like this can be.
Absolutely. I mean, I just move. I tend to bounce around a lot. I always forget to change my voter registration until someone brings it up. It just, and I'm someone who's very cognizant of voter registration, you know, in general, and I always forget. So I think that's a very, you know, that's a very real thing, and I think that happens to a lot of people. And so that's something always, you know, when you're asking people if they're registered, to also ask if you've moved recently and if you're registered at your new address. I even need a reminder for that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I do plan to be there, so let's give out the details again. It's 5 o'clock. We're going to walk through this nice and slow. In fact, Jeff, if you guys will take notes, you and Anthony will take notes, put up on the Facebook page. 5 o'clock. Where are we meeting again?
We're meeting at Warren and Woodward in front of the Wayne State Student Center.
All right, and then from there, we're going to, we'll be in groups of people, twos and threes, and go out and gather signatures for the Emergency Financial Manager or Public Act 4.
Yep.
And, you know, again, I just want to remind people, people just need to be a registered voter. That's it. That's all they have to be is a registered voter. That's it.
Absolutely. And if someone's not registered, then, you know, my idea right now is that we'll have someone, you know, little teams to go out together, someone doing voter registration, someone doing petitions, you know, someone handing out candy canes or, you know, whatever to the kids. So whoever anyone runs into, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be covered. And we do have an email address. Anyone can email OCCDETVoterReg@gmail.com. With any questions, you know, suggestions would be welcome as well.
All right. Well, we've got to get to the top of the hour break. Shannon, I will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, stay warm, stay safe, stay healthy, and get some rest, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. All right, folks, a quick break for the top of the hour. When we continue, Joseph DeSano from Main Street Strategies. Stay where you're at. Lots to get to. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopper-long boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes some stop-and-go conditions along 75 coming in toward the Ruther. That's kind of normal. 94 as you're making your way eastbound 9 Mile heading in toward Gratiot. That's been kind of stop-and-go if you're on 94 trying to make your way Gratiot down towards 696. You've got plenty of company there, and looks like 275. We've had some very slow going between 96 and 14 up toward the Ruther.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, the snow will pass this morning. The clouds will be mixed with sun and a high near 37. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 26. Tomorrow partly sunny and a high of 44. Right now at Metro Airport, we have some light snow, fog, and mist, and 33 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDT.
CNN Radio. I'm Andy Rose. Another thing that both parties basically agree on is getting hung up in Congress. Two plans to extend the payroll tax break did not make it out of the Senate last night. CNN's Brianna Keeler reports Republicans don't want to pay for it with a tax hike.
Now you have Democrats really hitting Republicans because at least in the Democratic proposed way to pay for it, it was a tax on people making $1 million or more.
Republican senators want to cut the federal payroll instead. Of course, the big target that Congress completely missed this year was the deficit reduction plan the super committee was supposed to come up with. Now Senator Joe Lieberman is trying to keep the idea alive.
We're fighting uphill on this, but the consequences of not keeping at trying to come up with a bipartisan agreement to cut our national debt are really terrible.
He says the basic roadmap should be the report from the White House Deficit Commission. The Los Angeles area is still recovering from strong Santa Ana winds that were hurricane strength in some areas and left a huge trail of debris.
This is really unusual for us.
Kim Hughes with the L.A. Department of Water and Power says more than 200,000 customers had no power for a while. They're still working to reconnect all the lines. Vice President Joe Biden is in Turkey today, a country that has been very critical toward Israel this year. But journalist Andrew Finkel reports there is agreement on one thing, changing leaders in Syria.
Turkey's openly calling for the overthrow of the Assad regime. And, of course, this is a brave policy, an uncertain policy, and it's sort of exposing Turkey to certain risks.
Vice President Biden just came from Baghdad, where he participated in a ceremony commemorating the upcoming withdrawal of U.S. troops. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met again with Myanmar's reform leader Aung San Suu Kyi today. Clinton's trying to get a sense of whether the military government there is serious about reforms. This is CNN Radio.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
More people are buying their Christmas trees, real trees, without cutting one down or walking onto a tree lot. They're just clicking. The National Christmas Tree Association reports the number of people who order trees online for delivery is steadily rising, and more retailers are getting into the act. Target, Costco, Sears, and Kmart all will ship trees ordered online to any of the 48 contiguous states. The day may come when you can get a Christmas tree within a day of ordering it using a service provided by Google. Wall Street Journal reports Google is talking with retailers and shipping companies about starting a service in which you could get products delivered just one day after buying them online. Amazon already has proven there's a market for this type of service. It charges $79 a year for Amazon Prime, in which faster shipping is free. Optimism about new Europe rescue deals are helping European stocks and U.S. stock futures. S&P futures gaining 17. That's more than a percent. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
Welcome back to the show.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. The end of a great week of shows is wrapped up with a chat with Joe DeSano. And yes, Jeff, it's almost time for breakfast meeting. Jeez, is food all you guys think about? Now, back to Tony.
Welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning program, and what a quick morning it is. I want to thank all the callers so far. Certainly our guests have been stellar, including Carla Swift from the AFL and Lori Lamoran from Planned Parenthood, two great guests, Shannon McEvely from Occupy Detroit. It's just been a good morning, and it's going to get better. It gets better with my next guest. It always does. Love to end my week talking a little inside Michigan politics, as we do every Friday with Joe DeSano. So let us go ahead and get that intro out of the way and get this thing going.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies,
Joe DeSano.
That's right. The straightest shooting cowboy in the state of Michigan, Joe DeSano, joins us again this morning. And Giuseppe, it's awfully good to hear from you again, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Good. Lots going on. Lots going on in the state of Michigan. No question about that. You know, it's kind of like we need to create one of those Wheel of Fortune that we can just spin the wheel and stop at an issue because there gets to be so many of them.
You don't even know where to start. You know, to belabor the cowboy point, it's the wild Midwest out there.
Yeah, it truly is. You know, let me. Although it wasn't on our list of things to talk about today, I'm not blindsiding you by asking you what you thought of the governor's veto yesterday.
You know, occasionally he's going to get it right, and this one he absolutely did get it right, and I just take such joy in watching the far right wingers go spastic over this, because really I think it is sound public policy. And you know, there's the old cliche of the stop clock, because you even write twice a day.
I gotta ask you, see, here's the question that comes to my mind: what is the political fallout of him vetoing that bill?
I'm just
curious.
You can't look at it just in the context of this. okay, this veto. You've got to look at it in the context of him putting the dampers on some pretty heinous right-to-life legislation. The Tea Party is very still upset with him, as many Democrats are, over the pension tax. He's made a lot of enemies in the Tea Party and the far right wing over pushing the bridge. So you've got a burgeoning problem for him that he does nothing to help with this veto. And, you know, I have a theory that, you know, the most valuable piece of real estate in Lansing is to define yourself as the conservative counterweight to the governor. And at first I thought that person would emerge from the legislature, but it's pretty clear that the Attorney General, Bill Schuette, is really kind of solidifying his position there on the far right. Because if you look on just on a multitude of issues, he is solidifying that position, making himself very likely their next gubernatorial nominee, whether Snyder steps aside after one term or serves two terms. So that's where we're headed there. The governor definitely has a problem with the far right wing, and his actions, his sound actions yesterday only exacerbate that problem.
Yeah, well, it's awfully fascinating. And again, he, as you said, even a broken watch is right twice a day. He did the right thing. I mean, ultimately, he did the right thing by vetoing that legislation. And it made no sense to give away our rights to protect our Great Lakes anyway. Joe, I don't understand the whole purpose of that legislation to begin with.
To try to understand what someone like Jeff Farrington, who's the freshman lawmaker from Sterling Heights, who sponsored the legislation, to try to understand what guys like him are up to, it's tough to even try to apply logic or reason to. These are people coming from a hardcore ideological agenda that doesn't really factor into the real world. And, you know, it seems to me that just render them in your mind as unreliable and perhaps erratic and be done with it. So trying to apply logic to reason to people who are based solely on ideology is probably a failing proposition.
Got it, and don't disagree. All right, well, let's get going on some other stuff here, because there's plenty to get to, including a name that keeps coming up in the news, and this one is multifold. Representative Kurt Damrow continues to make news for lots of reasons, including turning back a chairmanship of a committee that would now find him suspicious as to chairing the committee to begin with. Sweet God, this guy's got problems, Joe.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks ago we reported on his claim that he was injured in Iraq to a group of veterans, and of course the record does show that he never served in Iraq, regardless of what he tells veterans. And of course he was injured during his service by injuring himself by running a car into a cow. So clearly he's a combat veteran, of course. And so the newest wrinkle to this is he has relinquished his chairmanship of the House Military and Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security Committee. It's interesting, isn't it, that you go around the state lying about being a combat veteran in Iraq, and then you find it very hard to run a committee that's based on military and veterans affairs. And now it looks like the state police is investigating him for filing a false police report. He submitted a 5-page list, which was a laundry list of allegations against other officials and residents up in Huron County. And the state police investigated these allegations and found none of them to have any relevance. And so basically what you've got here is a situation where a clown went and got elected, okay? And he thinks that his office of state representative has real power, let me tell you. There's 109 other state representatives currently serving in the state house. And by my count, there's 500 former legislators running around the state right now. The fact of the matter is, it's not exactly the most exclusive club in the world. You're not that big of a deal just by being a state representative. So this guy's on a power trip, and now he's brought the police on his trail, trying to figure out what exactly he's been up to. So we've got a very ideologically driven candidate and state legislator, and he's also got some more bad news because he won that seat only by about 29 votes, I think it was, in the 2010 Republican wave. So, you know, he was the beneficiary of that wave and barely won, and beating incumbent Democrat Terry Brown. Well, Terry Brown announced this week that he's coming back for a rematch.
Hmm.
So that is very, very bad news. And I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction that Mr. Damrow foregoes reelection and that he avoids the primary and just slinks back into obscurity and lets another Republican run against Terry Brown. Because think about it this way. Even in the Republican wave, Terry Brown still did very, very well, even if he lost. Because, you know, other lawmakers got swept away by far bigger margins. Terry Brown has broad bipartisan appeal, and I think the Republicans in Lansing are going to put the pressure on Damrow not to run at all.
How very interesting. Well, you know, this is the same guy whose county party has disassociated themselves from him. They've excommunicated him. Is that correct? Joe, are you there? I believe we've lost Joe DeSano, so we'll try to reconnect with him, because it doesn't make any sense to have a one-way conversation. Guys, put that call on hold, because I don't think he's just going to magically appear, and hopefully Joe calls back here in just a minute. But I do believe this is the same guy whose county Republican Party asked him to leave their fold because of a series of that Joe DeSano just talked about, a series of unexplainable gaffes, let's just put it that way. You know, big holes in his in the stories that he tells, which is just unfortunate as all get out. You know, listen, it's, you know, and Joe's right. Although it certainly is an honor to be a state rep or a state senator, it is not as exclusive a club as someone. And it doesn't, and to be a state rep and to be a state senator, and I know many of them, as you folks know. They've been on this program. I know many ex-state senators and state reps. So just keep in mind that, you know, to be a part of that club is a responsibility. It is not necessarily something that you wear as a badge of honor unless you've earned the honor. And the Kurt Damrow is perhaps not honoring that service in the way that he should be, and he's being held accountable for that. So, you know, take it for what that's worth. You know, we've got to be honest. Okay, we are trying to reconnect with Joe DeSano, and we're not having any success. Joe actually connects with us through Skype because he lives in a part of the world where he does not have a very good cell connection. He doesn't have a landline, so Skype's the preferred method, and obviously normally works because we have him every week. Today, not so much. But as soon as we get him back, we will get him back. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break here because it's time to do that anyway. And feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. Stay where you're at. We'll be back, hopefully, with Joe DeSano right after this break.
State Representative Lisa Brown from the 39th District, wishing all the listeners of the First Shift show a very happy and healthy new year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes some slow going along I-96 eastbound at Kent Lake. We had an accident. It's being moved off to the shoulder, but you may be seeing some slow traffic through there because of that, in addition to just some icy conditions at times, especially some of the outlying areas. I-75, just because it's a morning and we've got drivers, we've got heavy traffic as you're coming in 12 Mile to the Reuther. Same thing with 94, pretty slow between Gratiot, 696 down toward 9 Mile.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast includes mostly sunny skies today. Our high 37 tonight, clear and 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 44. Right now, we have a light snow at the airport, 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things, it's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Here at Funovations, Inc., we're celebrating the holidays with a weekend wonder. Let's see what our Old Navy deal grabber is going to grab this time.
He's going in.
Hey, the deal grabber's grabbed a Sweaters Weekend Wonder. Get them for the whole family for just 10 bucks. Oh, deal grabber, maybe I'll get you a sweater. This Weekend Wonder only lasts a weekend, so give the gift of toasty sweaters just 10 bucks. Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Select styles only while supplies last.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310 WDTW.
And we're back, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. And not only am I back, Joe Sano's back. We'll get to him in just a second. I want to remind you very quickly, and folks, I did this specifically for you. So those of you that are looking to start a union, I got a number for you to call. You can do it anonymously, but it'll get you some good information. 1-800-321-6406. 1-800-321-6406. Call that number anytime you want. Business hours are probably best, but call and tell them what you want to know. It's an answer. I mean, they're going to give you the answers you need. I understand that this can look daunting, but organizing a union in your workplace could absolutely be the best thing you've ever done, not only for yourself, but for your coworkers, and you know what? More importantly, your family. So if you do yourself a favor, just pick up the phone or write the number down and call when you have time, 1-800-321-6406. I promise you it'll be one of the smartest things and one of the best things you've ever done for yourself, ever. All right. Let's turn our attention back to Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. Internet being what it is, Joe, we got you back now, and that's all that matters. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
No problem. Thank the universe for letting you come back. It had little to do with me. You're always welcome here. It's what technology will allow us to do. And today it said yes. And as we move on to our next topic, let's talk a little bit about an internal memo that's out. You know, let's talk a little bit about internal memos to begin with. How is it that they all seem to just suddenly appear where they shouldn't be, Joe? How does that happen?
Well, I what happens is every quarter you have federal candidates filing their campaign finance reports, and oftentimes what people do is leak their internal memos to kind of play an expectations game in the media and among folks who follow the campaign finance reports to kind of handicap where races are. And in this case, the campaign of Pete Hoekstra has released a internal memo that really has kind of turned the internal memo into a joke, and it's been met with some pretty severe skepticism. They released a memo to Politico, which is obviously the online newspaper of record for Washington, D.C. politics. And what they did is they set the bar so low on how much money they were going to raise that there was absolutely no way that they wouldn't be able to shatter those expectations. And basically they're trying to cover up for Pete Hoekstra's ineptitude in raising money. And so what they've done is they've set a goal for $500,000 for the first quarter, the fourth quarter, which ends today. And what's going to happen is when they do file the report, they're going to be well above the $500,000 number, but below really what they should have. So they set the bar artificially low. And now members of the media, as well, you know, Politico, the National Journal, and other organizations are calling them out on this. So it's quite absurd. Pete Hoekstra's problem isn't the amount of money he's raising to spend against Debbie Stabenow. Pete Hoekstra's problem is not Debbie Stabenow. Pete Hoekstra's problem is the Tea Party and probably Clark Durant, who is the Tea Party candidate. Pete Hoekstra just lost another straw poll. This is a guy who wants to be a senator, but doesn't have the grassroots support and is getting clobbered. He's dodging the Tea Party. They're taking notice. They're becoming increasingly hostile to him and his campaign. So he needs to get past the Clark Durant hurdle before he can focus on Debbie Stabenow.
All right, and that all makes sense, Joe. It's just, you know, this whole idea of, you know, the all of a sudden a memo appears from nowhere, and I mean, shouldn't these games? I mean, everybody knows these games. It happens in every quarter of every election cycle. It's not like this is a new program. So why do we even bother with the charade?
Oh, I think a couple of reasons. One, I think the handicappers in Washington, D.C. and the media need to have something to write about. And in this particular case, this is the second consecutive quarter where the Hoekstra campaign has played this card. They had done the same tactic of releasing an internal memo back in September, which, you know, lowballed the numbers exactly the same as they did this time. So, you know, there's a scenario here where even the handicappers are weary of getting spun by these guys and are publicly calling up the campaign in a very, very embarrassing manner.
Interesting stuff. There's no question about it. You know, in the meantime, Debbie Stabenow seems to be doing awfully well.
Well, I tell you what, she is obviously a tenacious campaigner, but I don't think she's had a bad period of time during her entire time as a senator. I mean, she's always out there hustling and really being the stellar campaigner she is, she's able to latch on to issues that matter and are relevant to voters. And she doesn't get caught up in some of the inside Washington, D.C. game because she knows that her support has to come from Michigan, not among the Washington, D.C. set. So she's out there hustling. She's taking on issues. I mean, we talked previous show about her championing of the agriculture industry here in Michigan. I mean, that's a winner politically, and that's a winner policy-wise. So she's very good at identifying those issues that are helpful politically and also are sound public policy. So, you know, she is going to be tough to beat, I think, in here. And I think we're looking at a scenario where if Pete Hoekstra does win this primary over Clark Durant or whoever the Tea Party coalesces behind, he's going to show up in August of next year, you know, with zero money in the bank and looking at really King Kong in the senator and her cash on hand, which by that time should be somewhere around $10 million. And I make that comparison to King Kong in the, only the most positive way.
Okay, I'll go with that. I'll go with that. You know, and listen, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I've spent a considerable amount of time with Senator Stabenow over the years. I've had her on my show a lot of times when I ran for Congress. She was kind enough to sponsor a fundraiser on my behalf. She's sincere. People like her. People really genuinely like her. I always find it interesting when her polling numbers come out that they say that, you know, she's not polling well. I don't understand where that comes from, but again, I live in a Democrat world, so, you know, being...
Well, here's the deal. Her poll numbers are resilient. They're never going to be stellar, but here's the key to her success. Voters vote on personality, not policy. Okay?
Yep.
She is very gregarious, she's very genuine, and people respond to that. It's very similar to how Carl Levin has set records on re-election numbers here in the state. People like him, and maybe more importantly, people trust him, even if they don't agree with individual policies. And I think it's safe to say that Carl Levin is probably to the left of the electorate at large here in the state. But people trust his judgment, and they trust him as a person, and they like him as a person. And that trumps a lot of policy differences.
Yeah, you got that right. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Stay where you're at, Joe. We will be back, and we're up against the clock. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes still trying to clear that accident at 96 East out at Kent Lake Road. And some areas are seeing snow-covered roads. Some are just seeing wet conditions. But you do want to be careful getting on and off the freeway. Slick conditions at times on maybe a bridge, a ramp, an overpass. And you don't want to be surprised by that. And, of course, from all the rain we had, don't be surprised. Hines Drive closed from Newburgh toward Outer Drive. And we've got busy slowdowns at times 75 through 696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast includes mostly sunny skies today. Our high 37 tonight, clear and 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 44. Right now, we have a light snow at the airport, 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Perhaps you're part of Wall Street's richest 1%. Yet, deep in the deepest part of your hedge fund heart, you secretly support the We Are the 99% people. Taking a big step even further, you might actually desire to join the Occupy Wall Street movement in one of its tent camps to show your solidarity. But, my goodness, there's just no way you can settle into one of those grungy plastic tents that the movement people are in. Well, fret no more, my uber-rich friend, for that's why Neiman Marcus exists. In the nick of time, the luxury retailer has come out with its Christmas book, featuring 171 pages of fabulous gift ideas for the fabulously wealthy. And there it is, on page 6263, in a four-color spread, the Dream Folly Tent. It's an 18-foot diameter yurt that, according to the catalog description, is inspired by the whimsical TV show I Dream of Jeannie. And what a whimsy it is, with an opulent interior that, as Neiman puts it, goes beyond your wildest, most decadent dreams.
You'll sink into a bevy of one-of-a-kind, down-filled designer pillows. Zone out on the tense, fine textiles in colors selected, quote, to evoke the bubbles of a warm, soothing bath. And be protected from even the darkest of nights by a custom handcrafted crystal chandelier. The catalog assures purchasers that Neiman Marcus can have a dream tent installed on your estate grounds in the blink of an eye. And if the company can deliver in, say, the Hamptons, how hard would it be to set you up in a downtown Occupy encampment? This is Jim Hightower saying, yes, even the wealthiest elites can stand with the people, then withdraw to their dream tents. Prices start at $75,000. While that's a bit pricey, imagine the solidarity it will build with those protesting the excesses of Wall Street elites.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up to principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. Not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 13. 10 WDTW.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Joe DeSano with us, again, a partner with Main Street Strategies out of the Lansing area. A couple more things I want to get to. One of them is a story, and I ask myself, with all the problems that Mayor Dave Bing has, Joe DeSano, why would he even bring up Bernie Fine's name? And for those that don't know who Bernie Fine is, he's the assistant coach at Syracuse that has been accused of being a pedophile. Why would he do this to himself, Joe?
You know, I ask myself that same question. You've got a city that's basically facing financial Armageddon. You've got them on the brink of the state coming in and taking over the finances for the city. And why Mayor Dave Bing came to the defense of Bernie Fine, a accused serial child molester, is beyond me. His priorities need to be the city of Detroit, not the people he went to college with, not defending his college roommate, the coach of the Syracuse basketball team. He needs to be focused 100% on the city of Detroit instead of talking to newspaper reporters about a basketball team. He can defend the kid touchers on his own time. He can defend the kid touchers after the city's solvent and on the track to financial recovery. Instead, he's wasting time talking. And I realize he is ingrained with the Syracuse basketball program. I realize that he assists with recruiting for the program. And I realize that these people are personal friends of his. But it's a distraction the city doesn't need right now. And by him talking on the record about his conversations with Bernie Fine, his recent conversations with Bernie Fine, is not fine at all.
No, it's not, and it puts him in on a legal path now. Now he's susceptible to having to testify, to having to give deposition testimony. I mean, this is just, well, it's ridiculous and uncalled for.
Well, and I think it's just the latest example of his, he doesn't have anyone who can tell him no. He doesn't have anyone on his staff or personal friends who understand enough about politics to say, shut up. Every politician has to have someone in their corner who will absolutely tell them what they don't want to hear. And he does not have that, as best I can tell. Because, you know, he needs to have an advisor or a friend who can intercede and say, hold on, this might not be the right thing to do. And I realize he probably feels an obligation to stand with his friend of 50 years. I understand that. But his responsibility isn't to those friends. His responsibility is to focus like a laser on the financial Armageddon facing the city.
Especially
his responsibility.
Especially knowing what we may know now after hearing the recording and Fine's wife, and you know, it gets all very odd and very perverted and disgusting, to be honest with you, Joe. And that the mayor would put himself in the middle of that situation, and he's done that now, is ridiculous. Yeah. Just for the sake of time, we got to move on. But it's a crazy story, and I pray it doesn't get any more print than it already has. I don't think that I'm going to get away with that prayer, but I'm praying at it anyway. Joe, last but not least, we need to talk a little bit about Bob Vicano. We haven't done that in a while. A lot going on. In fact, just in the last 24 hours, some people involved with the past, we'll call it the former the trusted frontline, are retaining Figer attorneys, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. The article earlier this week that talked about Vicano and cronyism, something that I brought up at the very beginning of this Turquia Mullen scandal. I've always had concern about the way that Bob Vicano has brought people on board with his administration, creating jobs that, Joe, for all intents and purposes, creating titles and positions that were not necessary, in my opinion. Does Bob Vicano still have a problem with cronyism?
Well, I don't think, number one, that bringing in, I'm speaking in general, bringing in political allies into your organization is necessarily cronyism. My problem with this particular story is that the Detroit News ran this with a huge headline as if it was news. And this situation is no different today than it was before Turquia Mullen. Okay? This problem was there. And this potential cronyism problem existed. It was never hidden. It was out there in the open. And I'm curious as to why the media has decided to pile on Vicano now as opposed to before.
Well, that is a great question.
You know, now he's wounded, so now they pile on. I mean, like, for example, Nolan Filling wrote this column decrying the cronyism. Well, the cronyism was there the whole time. How come you didn't have anything to say about it before? That's the question I want answered. It seems to me that these folks are hitting the guy when he's down, and maybe he's deserved. I'm not even really dwelling on that. But the fact of the matter is, this behavior and this activity existed before. It existed to a much larger extent during the McNamara administration, and the media was silent about it then. I'm not saying it's the proper way to do business, but it's also not news, because it's been going on for two decades at least. And for them to portray it as somehow breaking news is ridiculous.
Well, I would agree with that. It's not breaking news. And I've been critical of this kind of hiring every time they've done it. I'm sure there's one more recent, but I want to go back to the former mayor of Taylor, and his name escapes me off the top of my head. But, you know, thank you. You know, he ended up with a really, if, you know, he's got a nice pension from the city. He ends up with a really nice job with the county. And I'm thinking to myself, you add those two up, Joe, and that's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money. And he was considering and contemplating a run for county exec himself at one point. So, you know, from a political standpoint, it makes great sense to bring a potential rival into the fold and make sure that they have a steady living. That's good politics. Okay? You can call it cronyism. That's fine. But it's good politics.
Is it good politics if you don't need the guy? What's the guy doing? What's his job title? What does he accomplish on a day-to-day basis, Joe?
Well, you're looking at it as a Wayne County taxpayer. I'm looking at it as a political operative of bringing in a potential rival. Buying that person off to not be an enemy.
Well, excuse me for making it selfish, but hey, it is about me right now. I am a Wayne County taxpayer, and I want to know why my taxes are being wasted, or if they are. You know, maybe former Mayor Priebe's doing a fantastic job saving us money. I have no idea.
don't get me wrong, I'm no fan of Priebe. He's part of that whole sleazy Redford fake Democratic cabal led by Andy Dillon and Miles Handy, another Wayne County nightmare. That guy's getting $100,000 a year, and he can't even read.
And that's and you know what? And for those that are going to say, now, why is Joe picking on the guy saying he can't read? Because he can't. He can't read.
Yeah. I didn't make it up.
Put a book in front of the guy. That's all I'm going to say. Put a book in front of the guy.
$100,000 in taxpayers' money a year. Why? Because he's Andy Dillon's friend. That's the only reason.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm a little bit jealous because when I lost my race for Congress, they didn't answer my calls, and I didn't get one of those sweetheart deals. So maybe I just made it too personal, that's all. That's okay.
You should have politically threatened them. You would have ended up with the job.
You're right. Oh, well, I'm going to try to hang on to the one I got now. I happen to like this one more anyway. But, you know, and anyway, so going, and I understand the point, Joe, that I agree with you that this is the pile on now when it's easy to pile on is not quite fair. I will give the Free Press a little bit of leeway because they have from time to time asked the question, why this guy or gal and why now? It's always an article. It always goes away quickly. And it's almost like, well, you know, you can't say we never said anything because we did. At the same time, they never follow it to a logical conclusion anyway. So, you know, it's easy to criticize it as well.
No, you're absolutely right, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of insane. All right, well, that's going to pretty much clean it up for us. Any chance we're going to get you in studio before the end of the year?
You know what? Maybe next Friday.
Oh, that'd be great.
Definitely before the end of the year. I've got a cousin from Italy flying in tonight to stay at my mom and dad's place over in Macomb County. And I'm going to be spending a considerable amount of time in the Detroit area during the next month while he's here. So, maybe I'll come in on a Friday morning and maybe I'll drag him along and show him how American radio works.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. I'd love to have him in studio. And of course, I owe you breakfast anyway, so we'd all go out to breakfast afterwards. That might be nice. That might be really nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time for today. Joe, thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week, and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Joe DeSano again with Main Street Strategies. All right. A very, very quick break here, and then when we come back, we'll wrap things up today. Feel free to join us. We're open lines for a little bit yet. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. I am Tony Truppiano. You are not. That simple. We'll take the break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Stay where you're at.
Hey, everybody, this is State Representative Harvey Santana of the 10th District here live on the Tony Truppiano Show. I just want to wish everyone out there a happy holiday season. Happy holidays. Be safe. Be with your family. I love you.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Just joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trivino
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trivino page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. Comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trivino.
Back to work, indeed, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a lot to do before we get out of here. Feel free to join us, the 888-552-3595. I would guess at some level, got to start doing some holiday shopping, right, folks? I got to start thinking about that myself. We are going to go to the phones and welcome Anthony in Detroit to First Shift. Anthony, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind, Anthony?
Happy holidays to you also.
Thank you.
And I want to say again, as I say when I call, I'm glad you're there. I love the work you're doing. I appreciate you being there.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Anthony.
Really do, really do. Y'all spoke about Fecano briefly.
Yes.
And you kind of mentioned about piling on, people are piling on. And my thoughts on that, no, people are not piling on. County workers, he's steady coming to them for concessions. You know, they are on furlough days now, two furlough days a month. And at the same time he's doing that, he's paying all these bonuses to his consultants, you know, his bonuses to his appointees, and giving these no-bid contracts to, like, it's like five people, like the news said, five people who it all point to, and the offshoot of these five people's relatives, brother-in-law, cousin, on down the line, and all the different ties Mullins had is leading all back to the same people. And at the same time, he's squeezing the county workers and the retirees. I'm a retiree. He went after the 13th check. You know, we get the 13th check, crying poverty. He's crying poverty at the same time. Mm. And also, you know, and he was on the news after all this broke, said he's moving forward, and he actually was proud of it when he was speaking to one of the newscasters that what we did when we first got in office, this is him talking, what we did when we first got in, we laid off so many people, and he's proud of that. So I hope they find something on him. You know, it's just horrific what he's doing with these workers, you know, all the time, all these backdoor deals.
And there are lots of them, Anthony. There are lots of backdoor deals.
Well, I'm talking about here.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. Yeah, absolutely. There are a ton of them. There are a ton of them. This is far from being over, Anthony. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the nice words, by the way. I appreciate that. I do. He's right. Anthony's 100% right. You know, this thing is far from over. The FBI is still doing their thing. Don't be surprised if something major comes down. With Evan Rohr earlier this week, and he is leading Troublemaker School, and it's time to get ready for the 2012 campaign.
So doesn't cost a whole lot to go. I think it's $15 or $20. But if you'd like to attend, it's at the UAW Local 22, which is at 4300 Michigan Avenue in Detroit. And for more information, you can just send Evan Rohar, that's R-O-H-A-R, you can send Evan an email at evan@labornotes.org, or you can get more information at labornotes.org. I wish I had time tomorrow, I'd go myself. It's called Troublemakers School. They do them all around the country. They just happen to be doing one here tomorrow in Detroit from 12 to 5. All kinds of speakers, sessions. Should be a lot of fun and very interesting. Very interesting. So I want to remind you, Troublemaker School. I should send both Anthony and Jeff, although I don't think they need to go to school. They're pretty good on their own. Let's wrap up our phones today with my old pal Herb in Northville. Herb, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. I hope you and your beautiful wife are doing well, and welcome back to First Shift.
Well, thanks for doing good, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, too. The last caller was absolutely right about all those things, but if you're Nolan Finley, if you're the Detroit News, if you're certain elements in this state, you want Bob Pisano injured or driven out of office because next to our members of Congress, he's the most prominent elected Democrat in the state right now. And he can deliver Wayne County votes, for the president, for Senator Stabenow, or whatever.
Right.
Now, saving, having an organization, you take down Pisano, and all of a sudden you've got Wayne County and the city of Detroit have absolutely nobody to get out there and do the hard work.
Herb, you bring up a really interesting point. Let me ask you this. If people haven't figured out, Herb and I know each other. I mean, we're friends. I consider Herb a friend. We know each other. So let me ask you this question. Mayor Bing is not a Democrat, and he's not going to deliver. Know. He's not going to deliver the kind of baseline Democratic voters you and I see at the meetings you and I go to. And so if Bob Ficano's the next best thing, are we in trouble?
We might be. The whole area, we're going to really need to rely upon community resources, rely upon community organizations, rely upon the Occupy movement.
Well, I think that in part of what you're saying is Democratic clubs, yes?
Yep. Yep. And the club level, absolutely.
I think you're 100% right. Great call. Herb, thank you. My best to you and Robin. Thank you so much. All right, we got to wrap things up for today. And I want to wish, first of all, everybody a great weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a busy one. I'm hoping to get a little bit of rest. I had a crazy week, and I'm glad that I had it, and I'm glad that it's over, if that makes sense. I think that for many of you, that does make sense. Jeff, what do you have going on this weekend?
Oh, let's see. A long, busy day of working tomorrow.
Okay.
That'll be interesting and fun. And then Sunday, a long day of waiting for the Lions to play.
Yeah, it will be a long day. They don't play till 8:30. All right. Well, we'll make the best of it. Anthony, what do you got going on this weekend?
No plans, just relaxing.
Okay. And I know you know how to do that well.
The best.
You are the best at relaxing.
He's going to play it by ear.
He's going to play it by ear. Yeah, we sometimes we miss Todd. Todd, what are you going to do? I don't know, hang out, play it by ear. Then that was about as far as we got with him. Although there was a pattern with him. He would go to Michigan State every weekend.
But I was going
to
say, he'd always come back on Monday and have some kind of story of something that happened.
Right.
Playing Absolutely. It by ear sometimes is very exciting, apparently.
Apparently it is. Well, I just, I'd like to get caught up, because I did have a pretty intense week. I'm way behind in email. So people that have sent me email that are wondering why I haven't returned, and I'm like 3 days behind, which is about, I don't know, I don't even want to guess 400 email or so. I promise I'm going to get to it, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. You will get an email back from me. We've got Harvey Santana on Monday, and we've got Mark Brewer on Monday. So I like Harvey. Why you got to be so loud? Why you got to do that to me, Anthony?
He's hungry.
Pushing me out? Huh? You pushing me out, Anthony? Again?
Bye.
That's it. See how he is, folks. And I got to live with this kid. All right. I want to thank you, the audience, of course. Folks, off the air, tony@thetonyshow.org. And I do promise to get caught up with email over the weekend. In the meantime, as always, I ask that you be well.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they...
First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.